Welcome to Caveman Football, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them next opportunity you have. Now, let's go to the game with Chuck Benson.
Welcome to Spiegelberg Stadium, ladies and gentlemen. Let's set the scene for you. We're at South Medwell. We're in Medford for the South Medford game against the Grants Pass Cavemen at Spiegelberg Stadium. Chuck and Zach are on hand. The sun has just set behind the bleachers here, making it very, very comfortable here in the press box as both teams are on the field right now taking their warm-ups. Cavemen in their traveling whites with the blue trim and the white helmets. And, of course, the Panthers here with black uniforms, white numerals, and a little different colored helmet with S on the side for South. Now, that's the scene immediately in front of us as the crowd continues to come in here to Spiegelberg Stadium to get ready for maybe one of the biggest games in this conference tonight. We'll have more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Here's what this game is all about. Let's take a look at the conference right now. First of all, there was a Thursday night game in the Salem area where they're kind of short on officials, and that's the reason for that. Sheldon held form easily over North Salem, winning 69-3. Other games tonight, Sprague is at South Salem. That should be an interesting game. North Bedford has a non-conference game at Sherwood. Elsewhere, Hidden Valley is at Hanley, North Valley is at Phoenix. Illinois Valley is hosting Myrtle Point, and Rogover is hosting Oak Ridge. But here, let's take a look at this special district number one for the Grants Pass Cavemen. The Cavemen and South Medford are really locked in a battle for third place right now with Sprague and Sheldon, 1-2, respectively. South Medford has a 3-1 record, so does Grants Pass, but South Medford has one loss is a non-conference loss, so technically they're in third place by a half game over Grants Pass, both at 3-1. So this has a pretty significant impact on what's going to happen the rest of the way. So with that in mind, keep that in mind as we get into this contest tonight. Promises to be a good one. We'll talk more about what to expect tonight. But first of all, we'll take a pause here. Stay tuned for word from head coach Brad Page after this one-minute Cape Madden timeout.
October is kitchen and bath month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $7.99. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Time now for word from head coach Brad Page, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And coach, just minutes away from taking on the South Medford Panthers right now. Let's go back in history a little bit to an exciting football game. I've been around coaches for a long time. And I understand that after intense games, they shouldn't even drive vehicles because they tend to replay those games, particularly when they're intense. So last Friday night, did you drive home?
I did, actually. I don't think that game really sunk in until at least hours later. It was a lot of adrenaline and just, you know, processing it and even going back through some of the film and being like, oh yeah, I remember this and that. And so probably replayed it a bunch of times, we all have in our heads, but definitely a big adrenaline rush coming down off of that one.
109.75 in the first half, and you win putting up 55 points. Tell me about your explosive offense.
Well, that team has beat us. I think we saw like combined 88 to 13 or something like that the past 2 years. And so we knew they're going to be really good offensively, and we just have to score more than them. And thankfully, we got one more. For us, you know, people could say, like, hey, that's not a very good defensive game or whatever. That's a really good offense we went against. And there's some things, obviously, we want to improve on defensively and even offensively. But I thought that we were able to attack them with the run, with the pass, and use varying speeds and be able to put up a lot of points. But the nice part, too, is our defense had a pick six, so they scored a touchdown, and we had a kickoff return for a touchdown, too. So it wasn't just the offense.
All right. Well, you keep taking away my questions.
Sorry.
Here. Because I was going to ask about special teams and the kickoff return, 89-yarder. Oh, wow, he's fast.
Yeah. Our coach up in the booth, he's like, oh, he's going to score, and he wasn't even past the 30 yet. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, how are you already calling this? And sure enough, he just outran everyone, and that was a really good design by our special teams, and he found a good seam and scored, and that was huge for momentum. And there was obviously a back and forth the whole game with stuff like that, but that definitely energized us at the right time.
As close as that game was, once I really got a chance to look at the statistics, they really outplayed you statistically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that they were able to stay on the field more. You know, their run game was good. Their passing game is always good. And so, yeah, that definitely hurt us. Our defense was just, you know, on the field a lot because we were going fast, too, and that was what was working. You know, if we slow down too much, sometimes it plays in the other team's favor. And so tempo has been one of the things that has been one of our biggest benefits. And so we kind of just, you know, it's kind of pick your poison at that point. But I think we all trusted the game plan and knew that it was going to be like that. We knew it could be a shootout, and we're okay with that.
Might not have been that close had it not been for some penalties that killed some drives.
Yeah, we definitely, you know, and that's some false starts and some encroachments or defensive offsides. You know, some of that stuff, like, I've kind of changed my tune on this past year because I've heard other coaches, you know, they say, I'd rather my linemen be, or my players be, you know, more eager than to be the other way. And so, obviously, we can't have that many, you know, offsides on defense. We need to clean up some false starts, and a lot of that's just discipline and just, you know, being smarter with some of that stuff. But I do like that it shows, you know, if you want to spin it to a positive, that it shows our guys are aggressive and they're eager to go and get into the next play. And so I think that's something that we've improved on, and I think that we can clean up some of that stuff. We focus on that all week, is just trying to be more disciplined. And so that's a big thing and that we can keep building on.
All right, now here comes the big question. Hey, you scored 55 points. You allowed 54.
Yeah, you know, we turned it over a couple times, and there was some, I mean, we were down early 14-0, but by the end of the first quarter, we were up 21-14, and so it was just one of those games. I mean, it is what it is. We knew we had to score a lot of points. We knew that they had the potential to do that, and last year that team averaged 50 points a game. So I say we're par for the course. We're doing just fine.
Okay, well, in minutes, it's the South Bedford Panthers here at Spiegelberg Stadium. Coach, we'll talk about them when we come back right after this from Kelly's Automotive Services.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue, and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
South Medford Panthers, Coach, I don't think you need to worry about the pass. They've only thrown, 20 times in 4 games?
Yeah, you know, the past couple seasons they have been a very effective running team, and, you know, their style is very much the opposite of what we saw with South Salem, at least schematically. You know, they're going to get into, you know, load the box up, get into I formation with a fullback and a tight end almost every play, and they're going to try to run it, and they do it really well. They're very well coached, and so we know we got our work cut out for that, but you know, we have a good team too.
All right, they've got two running backs that have really carried it an awful lot. Juan Foss is well known. He's actually carried it less than their other back. Is it one man you got to stop there, or do you need to stop them both?
No, I think they have some athletes. You know, I don't know how involved. You know, I mean, they have some guys that can run the ball. You know, and they've had, you know, athletic quarterbacks. They've had athletic fullbacks, and they have good receivers too. And so we have to be ready for everything. The biggest thing is we have to try to force some turnovers. We have to make some stops and force them to punt or turn it over on downs at least a few times to give ourselves a chance to, you know, kind of maintain the ball a little bit on our side.
That sounds like a very physical game that's going to take a lot of physicality to win it. Is your team ready for South Bedford?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we see these guys a lot, you know, over the summer with 7-on-7, and obviously that's different than playing a real football game, but, you know, they're familiar. There's natural motivation built in and on both sides, and so I think we're ready. You know, we've had, you know, we've been emphasizing everything we need to this week in practice. We've gotten good reps, and, you know, it's going to be a good game, but, you know, I think that we're poised to, as long as we don't beat ourselves, you know, this is a game that we should win.
All right. Your team likes to go fast, and that seems to be where they excel. But with that running game, I kind of anticipate we'll see much like North Medford did, and they'll take a lot of time off the clock with that running game. Is it a mirror image of that game?
In some ways, yeah, that's a good point. We've definitely, I think one of their best defenses is their offense's ability to put long drives together. And so, like I said, we got to put some stops together and not allow them to stay on the field forever. And then when we get on offense, we have to play, you know, a game where we're not shooting ourselves in the foot, where we are, you know, dialed and not making mental errors and getting positive plays every single time.
Everybody healthy?
That's a good question. You know, it's midway through the season, and we got some, after a game like last week, we had some guys banged up. Some linemen are kind of banged up this week, but it was, you know, promising to see them as the week progressed and everything got cleared. You know, we're seeing them dress down, and so yeah, we're pretty healthy, which is good. And so obviously we lost Wyatt Peterson a couple weeks ago. That's a big loss, but beyond that, you know, we're pretty healthy.
One more question about that team over there, and their most valuable player may be up in the press box in the form of Mr. Singler. What would it be like to beat Mr. Singler?
Well, we did it 2 years ago in a pretty crazy game. We got up 27-0, and then they came back, and we won 27-26. And so we've done it before.
Another one-pointer.
Yeah, so we've done it before, and they got us last year. And so, yeah, you know, we're 1-1 right now since I've been here. And so, yeah, you know, like I said, I think, you know, Singler's a great coach. Their defensive coordinator is a great coach, and they're a really, really well-coached team. And so being able to do that and obviously a, you know, close rivalry, that's big for us. So we get a W, that's going to be big for what we need to do.
Winnable game, that was the question.
100%, yeah. This is a good team we're playing, but this isn't a game that, you know, it's impossible for us to win. We should come out, and if we play our game and play to our strengths, we should win this game.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you and your Chargers. To all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
It's time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking, where Dell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Starting defense for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight at nose guard, number 74, Elijah Hernandez. Defensive ends, number 54, Jet Stewart, and number 18, Connor Johnstone. Defensive tackle, number 50, is Braden Carlson. The corners are number 17, Hayden Chase, and number 12, Zach DeShane. The linebacker, number 14, Parker Howe, and number 27, Ashton Park. The nickelback, number 2, is Braden Reese. And the safeties are number 4, Kingston Connolly, and number 3, Nate Bassett. We'll run down the offense for you right after this from Barbers.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. The marching band is taking the field right now, so we may be interrupted here by the national anthem, but we'll go ahead with the starting offense. And starting at center, number 55 is Alex Lingo. The guards, number 77, Leo Hunkert, and number 74, Elijah Hernandez. And the tackles, number 50, Braden Carlson, number 78, Ashton King. Tight end, number 18, Connor Johnstone. The receivers, number 1, Tim Hart, number 25, Brett McHill, and number 6 is Isaac Johnson. The running back, number 21, Trayton Powers, and the quarterback, number 16, Jordan Rosetta. That's the lineup, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Stay tuned. Keys to tonight's game coming right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Looking for a local, trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, everybody. Zach Morgan, we've got a special game tonight here. Expect both teams to put some points on the scoreboard tonight. So does that mean it's up to the defenses?
Yeah, I think, you know, yes and no. I think that, you know, the Cavemen offense has been clicking for most of the year. It's just off and on. They hurt themselves with interceptions or fumbles like Coach kind of talked about in your interview. So I think it's going to be a possession type of game. I think, you know, last week came in, fell behind early, and then, you know, with a couple turnovers of our own, getting them back, getting the football back, I think really helped the Cavemen kind of settle in, because at first it seemed like they were, you know, more scared of South Salem than anything else, just from years past almost. And so I think that can happen in high school football in general, but I think that the Cavemen need to, you know, I talked about last week, tempo versus tempo last week was tough for the defenses. Yeah. So, yeah, they gave up 54 points. You know, and maybe on paper the statistics were a little bit lopsided, but you also had a pick six by Tim Hart. And you also had an 89-yard kickoff return.
Right. Yeah,
so that takes away, let's say, on the small side, 100 yards of offense from the Cavemen right there. So, you know, those are huge plays for the Cavemen. Obviously, we'll take 14 points over 100 yards on the stat sheet. And so I think it's going to take the Cavemen, you know, getting off the field on third downs, I think, is what's going to break down to tonight for the Cavemen. If they cannot get off the field on third down on defense, it's going to be a long night for that defense, especially with how fast the offense is going to go. And when Coach Page talked about it, they're not going to slow down the tempo. I think the tempo has worked incredibly for this offense. And so, you know, I think it's going to take getting off the field on third downs and keeping the Panthers in third and 5+ to make them try to throw the football. We've got to get the Panthers throwing the football. We can't just let them run the football the whole game.
All right, that's a large ask, as a matter of fact, as we come into this. Taking a look at some of their stats here, they've got two running backs. Bridger Foss, the best-known name, is actually their second-leading running back. He's got 32 carries, averages 6.3 yards per carry. But Cameron Ragu, R-A-G-U-E, has 41 carries and averages over 8 yards a carry. We've got a double whammy coming after us now, so we've got to stop one or both, or...
You have to stop them both. I mean, the other teams have seen that. You know, they try to take Trayton Powers away, and then Westenberg comes in and does a totally different style of running and gashes them a different way. And so I think the Caveman, you know, we kind of heard it with your Caveman corner on Wednesday night that Coach Zina was kind of talking about, just briefly, obviously not giving away too much, but briefly talking about, you know, a couple scheme changes on the defensive side. I don't know if that means more defensive linemen to try to take up more gaps. I don't know if that means more of a 4-3 rather than the kind of 4-2 they've kind of been showing with less, you know, secondary because of the lack of throwing that South Medford has shown. I'm not sure what we're going to see from the Cavemen. But I'd imagine against a run-heavy team, you usually see defenses go into a man type of coverage in the backside, and that allows the, you know, the front seven, front six, depending on how many receivers you got, kind of allows them to blitz, do different, you know, twists and turns on the defensive line. So I think if the Cavemen can do that and keep the Panther offensive line guessing, I don't see why the Cavemen can't make the stop. But if you allow them to settle in, the trap play obviously has been a killer for the Cavemen all year. So if we can stop the trap play, fill that A and B gap early in the game, and make Singler kind of have to get creative in the box, then it becomes a different ballgame for the Cavemen. But if you let Singler sit back there and, you know, call the way he wants to call the football game, he's been doing this a long time. And when you let a good football coach like that settle into how they want to call a football game, they're basically directing you into what they're wanting you to do, and that becomes a problem.
The Grants Pass Caveman defense, the leading tackler for the last two games has been Nate Bassett. Well, good for Nate. The problem is he's a strong safety. He shouldn't be the leading tackler in this situation. So that's one of the things that the Cavemen are looking, I think, to shore up that front line with, maybe going with a 4-3 like we talked about. We'll have more for you folks right after this word from our good friends at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Talking about the South Medford Panthers, and I need to correct me during the interview with head coach Page. I mentioned that they'd only thrown the football 20 times. That was incorrect. They've only had 20 completions. As a matter of fact, they've thrown it 39 times, but through four games, they're averaging less than 10 throws per game. So they're still not a passing game. Do we need to force them into that passing game?
Yeah, I think, you know, against teams that you know what they're trying to do, whether it's offensively or defensively, if you're going to win a football game, you have to force them out of their comfort zone and into kind of dictating how you want them to play football. And that's something Singler has always been very good at. But the Cavemen, I think, on offense, with the tempo, can dictate how we want to see the South Medford defense, and vice versa. If the Cavemen can get some pressure up the middle, stay in their gap progression, like fill the gap within the first 3 yards of the line of scrimmage, then I think the Cavemen are fine. The problem is, and we saw it a little bit last week, and obviously it was a shootout, but the Cavemen, the tackling, it was like shoulder to shoulder. You saw guys straight up and down. Well, in football,
want to go low.
Yeah, you got to go low. You got to go for the hips or lower, especially, I mean, South Memphis is going to have two very good running backs coming at us. And if you go shoulder pad to shoulder pad, that's what running backs do. And Trayton Powers, for instance, does a very good job at it. He is going to run you over. And so the Cavemen have got to, and hopefully they worked on it this week in practice, instead of tackling high shoulder to shoulder, you got to go shoulder pad through middle of the hip, middle of the sternum, and kind of drive your feet and wrap up and tackle. And if the Cavemen will do that, I think that it'll be, you know, they'll be just fine, and the offense will keep them in the game. And get a couple stops on defense, and this team is dangerous, especially getting the ball back to our offense with the tempo we run. It can get exciting, but you got to give the defense a break, so that means the defense has to get off the field on those third downs.
Going low. That's throughout the game, and that's not just going after the backs with the ball. That's at the line of scrimmage right now. If you're hearing some sounds from the gallery out there, the Panthers have just taken the field after some early warm-ups, gone back to the locker room. And, of course, there's a big celebration on the field right now for the South Panthers. This is their homecoming, so we'll have, once again, an extended halftime. It will be another 20-minute halftime, which Zach is just chomping at the bit to help us fill here. So look forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, thank you for finding us over here at 98.3 KLDR. Once again, good luck. Ducks are playing over on KAJO right now, and I know they've kicked off about an hour ago. We don't have any reports of that score yet, but we're concentrating on what's happening here at Spiegelberg Stadium. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much once for finding us here at KLDR. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I, have brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned for the kickoff coming up momentarily. Timeout now. We'll be back after this one-minute caveman timeout.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $799. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. They've just finished the national anthem here at Spiegelberg Stadium. We're getting close to getting this contest underway. Once again, this is the our third road game of the season so far. We'll be back home next week for a non-conference game when Liberty comes to town. Follow that, Sprague will be in town, so we get two home games in a row before we go back on the road. Second to last game of the regular season to take on the Sheldon Irish. So it's an exciting season here for Grants Pass football. As the marching band now just leaving the field, the cavemen, of course, we have not had the coin toss yet, but we'll have that momentarily. The cavemen have come to the sidelines just below us here as we're on the east side of Spiegelberg Stadium as the sun has set. And once again, it is a beautiful sunset here. There is absolutely no breeze right now. The streamers at the top of the goalpost at either end of the field are hanging limp right now. Had a little breeze earlier that made it pretty nice, but since the sun has gone down, it is just mostly nice here in the press box at Spiegelberg Stadium. Zach Morgan and Chuck Benson here along to bring you this game on KLDR 98.3 FM, Grants Pass, Oregon. So glad to have you with us tonight, folks, and thank you for joining us here once again on this station because of the conflict with the Oregon Ducks on KAJO. Let's see, the cavemen have their captains ready. We're still waiting for the Panthers to form. They are doing that now, and they'll move to the center of the field momentarily. Once again, just a gorgeous night here as we get ready.
And this is starting to have that normal feel of the old SWC, where you're playing them middle of the year to end of the year. You know, it means something to both teams, both in here at 3-1. South Medford obviously undefeated in league so far. Grants Pass one loss in league. But, you know, both teams, this can go a long ways for the playoffs, for the OSA rankings, for, you know, all of the seeding that, you know, both teams are hoping to vie for coming up in, you know, 4 or 5 weeks here.
It's still early in the season to take a great deal of credence on those OSAA rankings, but it's beginning to show. Grants Pass is now up to 20th. The South Medford Panthers up to 14th. And quite frankly, South Medford drew a little attention from the coaches statewide. And on the statewide coaches poll, come in about 12th. So we're looking good. Two pretty good football teams here tonight.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as much as the OSA rankings, it is early, it's also the OSA rankings help when you travel on the road, when you play the tough teams. With the schedule the Cavemen have coming up, you know, with this one on the road, Sheldon on the road, Sprague at home. Sheldon and Sprague are both top 10 teams right now, and they'll continue to climb at the pace that they're, you know, it's looking. So, you know, as much as the OSA rankings are, you know, not set or not in concrete, the higher teams you play and the higher the Cavemen can climb, the better off you are. And, you know, you're always fighting for that home playoff game. And, you know, any time you can have a team come to Mel Ingram in the beginning of end of October, early November, that's a dangerous football game.
Just a word about those OSA rankings, and it's a weighted mathematical formula, but amazingly enough, towards the end of the year, they become pretty accurate.
Absolutely.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting close to getting this one underway. We've just turned our lights on here so that we can see what we're doing. No, we don't operate in the dark in spite of what a lot of people will tell you. And the Panthers are taking the field right now. The Cavemen will receive. The Cavemen will be going right to left across your radio dial. If we were at Mel Ingram Field, they would be going from the Commons toward A Street. So create that picture in your mind. As they're about ready to tee up the football on the 40-yard line.
Same return men as always. You got Trayton Powers and Isaac Johnson back deep for the Cavemen.
Johnson had just one heck of a game. 3 touchdowns, caught 5 passes last week. And he's fairly quick. Runs the 40 in about 4.55 seconds. And we address the football, and the kick is high end over end, driving to about the 11-yard line. Taken there by Powers, moves off to the right-hand side, up the right hash mark, gets a block or two, cuts across the 30-yard line out to about the 32, where the Cavemen will take over first down and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Welcome to Caveman Football here on KLDR, Grants Pass, Oregon.
Yeah, I think it's extremely important for the Cavemen to get a first down here. Last week struggled early, get the offense going. Then finally, obviously, it started clicking, but we got to get that offense going earlier to not let South have the ball as early as South Salem did last week.
2 weeks in a row, kind of a stumble for the offense on the very first series. Here we go. 2 men split to the right side of the field. That's the narrow side as the ball is on the right hash mark. 1 alone to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol right now for Rosetta. Running back is Powers. Man comes in motion going right to left. 2-step drop by Rosetta. Looks down the field. The pass is away. It's complete to the 35, to the 40, to the 45. Close to midfield and down to the 45-yard line. And a flag flies at the end.
Yeah, it's going to be a face mask on the Panthers defense. That's a great play design. They ran a play-action pass and brought Hart all the way from the wide side of the field coming across. And he was manned up, it looked like, by the corner, and he couldn't keep up. And so on top of the big gain on first down, you get an extra 15 yards. This will put Cavemen already in Panther territory, which is already better than they've started the last couple weeks.
Great field position, about a 22-yard completion. Yeah, add on another 15 for the penalty, and we've got a first down and 10 at the 36-yard line of the Panthers here. Trips to the right-hand side. Indent tight on the left. Once again, in the pistol, with Powers as a tailback. Rosetta takes a deep breath, takes his time. And hard snap calls the man offsides. So there's another free 5 yards for the Grants Pass Cavemen. That'll take it down to the 34, and it'll be first down and 5.
Yeah, that's a great job by the whole offensive line there. You know, you've run one offensive play, and you've gotten over 40 yards, and only 20 of them offensively. So that's a great start for the Cavemen. Now we'll see it. Hopefully they can settle in.
Trips right, ended tight on the left-hand side, out of the pistol. We're on the left-hand sideline. There's the snap. And the pass to flat right-hand side, it's complete. Is that John? No, that's Hart. Spins upfield, gets close to the 20-yard line. And that'll be another first down for the Grants Pass Cavemen, a gain of about 14.
Yeah, and they just run a quick screen to the trip side. Hart was the inside slot receiver, just a quick screen to him, and both receivers did a good job out wide blocking for him and got an easy first down for the Cavemen.
One man split to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. Stack, that's the they're on the right hash mark this time. And man comes in motion going right to left, so some motion for the Grants Pass Cavemen, and they give to Powers, goes off left tackle this time, dives ahead, and gets 3 or 4 yards down to about the 17-yard line.
Yeah, I like what Coach Page is doing with the motion. All what motion does, especially against typical Panther defense, is going to allow the Cavemen to see what defense they're in, whether it's man or what zone they're in. So that should help Rosetta early.
Two men stacked to the right-hand side. Ball in the middle of the field. Two men to the left-hand side now. Still in the pistol for Rosetta. They put Towers in motion right to the right-hand side. The pass to flat. He's all alone on the right-hand side. In and out. Couldn't. He started to run before he had the football. Incomplete.
Yeah, the ball was thrown a little bit low. Basically, they ran a little swing pass to him. After they motioned it out to him with two blockers in front of him. Blockers did a good job as receiver core, but the ball's thrown a little bit low, but Power still needs to catch that football.
One catch on that one, and he was gone. Two men split to the left-hand side again. One man to the right-hand side as the Cavemen driving deep inside Panther territory now. There's the snap, and they give to Powers this time off left tackle. Big hole, gets to the 10-yard line, inside the 10, down to about the 8 or 9-yard line. It'll depend on the spot of the football.
Yeah, it's going to be another first down for the Cavemen. And the Panthers are showing man across the board, which will help the Cavemen pass offense.
Two men split the left-hand side again. The gives to Powers looking for room. Gets about to the 5-yard line. So he'll pick up another 3.
Yeah, and so far the Cavemen offensive line is really winning the line of scrimmage thus far. Really pushing the Panthers D backwards.
Two split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Man goes in motion, left to right for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Two-step drop by Rosetta, past the flat left-hand side. This is to Powers all alone. Touchdown, Grants Pass! Well, take a deep breath, folks. There it is. Right quickly, the Cavemen take the lead.
Yeah, and they went back to the same play. They ran to the opposite of the field that Powers that we were talking about that Powers just dropped. They brought Brevik Hill in motion to that side, and then they swung Powers where Brevik Hill just came from, and in man coverage, the linebacker couldn't keep up with Powers.
All right, time for the point after now. 9:52 to play. The kick is up and no good. It's off to the left-hand side. 9:52 showing on the clock. The Cavemen lead 6-0. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs as we get ready to kick this football away. The Cavemen up one touchdown, 6-0. High end over end kick goes back to the 1 yard line and it stays in play. Man moves to the left hand side on the run, looking for some blocking across the 20 yard line, at the 25, the 30, the 35, the 40, and he's got blockers ahead of him and he's all alone now. He's going to go all the way. Now he's tripped up at the 15-yard line. That was from the 1-yard line of the Panthers all the way to, I think they're going to mark him down at the 13-yard line. Had a shield of blockers set up down the far sideline.
Yeah, a couple Cavemen had the opportunity to get their hands on him, but again, just kind of arm tackling and when you're going that fast, an arm tackle is not going to slow you down.
So they'll put the ball down at the 13-yard line. First down and 10 for the Panthers from the Grants Pass 13-yard line. All right, back dive. Man goes up under center. We've got a receiver on each side.
And the Cavemen just got a first, their first sideline warning.
And we're seeing some different numbers in the backfield than what we were expecting. We'll pick it up in a moment or two. And they turn and they give to the tailback going off left tackle. He's got some running room. Pushes down to about the 6 yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 7. Was that number 40?
22. 40 is the fullback. 22 was the ball carrier there. The Panthers definitely come out in old school formations. That's just your typical I formation, tied into the right, guard tackle pull. They're going to run the ball right at the Cavemen tonight.
Up the line of scrimmage, 2 men split to the right-hand side, indent tight on the left, turns. They give it to the tailback again, cuts around the right-hand corner, is stood up and dives for the cone, and
touchdown.
Touchdown. So we are tied at 6 that quickly.
Yeah, the Panthers aren't doing anything special. They came right out and are doing exactly what, you know, we kind of talked about pregame, what we thought they were going to do. They're going to make the Cavemen figure out how to stop the run.
No surprises yet. Try for a point after cupping. There's the snap, and the kick is up. This one looks good. It is good. So, real quickly, it's a 7-6 football game. Have we been here before? Was this? At any rate, stay tuned. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Kickoff coming from the Panthers. Man, it's a full 10 yards behind the football. Begins to address it right now. Puts his toe to it. And we've got a high, almost line drive kick. Again, coming down to about the 10-yard line. Fumble momentarily by Powers. Moves off to the right-hand side. Picks up the blocker or two. Gets across the 30-yard line. Out across the 35 to about the 37, 38-yard line. So, again, the Grants Pass Cavemen take over. First down and 10 in their own territory. Not bad field position to begin a drive at all.
No, especially with Powers dropping the catch to begin with, and then just found it. He found a couple Cavemen. He kind of just tucked in behind them, and then popped up out of nowhere. And good return, good field position, and now the Cavemen quickly need to answer back.
First down and 10 on their own 38-yard line. 1 man split to the right, 2 men split to the left-hand side, and then tight on the left-hand side. Out of the pistol again, with Powers still the running back. There's the snap. He gives to Powers, looking for room off left tackle, gets across the 40-yard line, puts his head down, gets about to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, and for the Cavemen, that's a great first down play right there. Creates a second and medium, something where Coach Page can call a run or a pass, and so it keeps the Panthers on their heels.
About a 5-yard gain, second and 5. 2 men to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Play action fake, pass to Carter Johnstone over the middle. It's complete. Down to about the Panther 40-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 18 real quickly.
Yeah, and a good play action fake and just dropped it to Connor Johnson right behind the middle linebacker.
Up the line of scrimmage quickly. There's a snap and the give. This time to Bowers. Gets some running room into the secondary. Gets down to about the 30-yard line. Down to about the 29, 28-yard line. Again, that should be good for first down yardage. It is an 11-yard scamper.
Yeah, and the Cavemen tempo and movement is what's killing the Panthers right now. They're motioning, they're moving, they're going fast, and the Panthers are just kind of lost in this translation every time the Cavemen move somebody.
2 men split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Again, Rosetta barking the signals out of the pistol. 2-step drop, has time. Throwing deep, he's got a man overthrown. 2 deep in the end zone. Incomplete. really let that one go.
Yeah, he tried to take a shot to Kingston Connolly, but both safeties did a good job of staying over the top of that. He actually had DeShane coming across the field like he had Hart earlier in the first series on a drag route coming from the opposite side of the field, wide open because the backers lost him, but he was locked in going deep.
Trips in a triangle to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Unbalanced, though. Balanced line here. There's the snap, two-step drop by Rosetta. The pass is away quickly over the center, and it's complete to Hart. Hart down to about the 15-yard line. Oh, not Hart?
No, I think it was to Kingston Connolly.
Connolly.
Just your standard three slant routes out of the trip side, closest to us.
Again, the quick snap and the give this time to the tailback. I believe it's still Powers going up to about the 10-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about... Oh, we're coming back to Berg.
That was Berg. Now Powers is back in.
First carry for Berg, about 4 yards. Trips to the right-hand side, end in tight on the left. There's the snap, two-step drop over the center, and it's complete to the 5-yard line, and man spun down, and is that Johnstone?
Yeah, it should be enough for a first down, I believe. Should be first and goal for the K-men now. Yeah, the Panthers are struggling. The K-men keep running crossing routes. With that man defense, the crossing routes are killing the Panthers because they're not being able to keep up while they cross the field.
One man split in each direction. He gives to the right-hand side to Powers, and he's caught and dropped. No gain on the play.
Yeah, Powers had no chance there. As soon as he got the ball, there was four black jerseys just staring at him with a lot of white jerseys not doing much.
Second and 6 from the 6 is where we're at. Deep inside Panther territory, inside the red zone. And this time we're slowing things down, making sure all of the right people are in the right spots.
And I would imagine, no matter what here, after the missed PAT, this is going to be four down territory for the Cavemen.
2 men split the left-hand side. Single receiver to the right. There's the snap. And they give to the tailback. Again, caught just right at the line of scrimmage. May have gotten a yard that time. And that was number 22, Berg.
You know, the Panthers are doing a good job now of settling in on those running plays. And doing a good job of actually shedding the Cayman offensive line. So the Cayman offensive line are going to need to keep their feet moving rather than trying to block sedentary.
Three receivers out, 5-man line for the Grants Pass Cayman. Cayman now turn a look to the sidelines to make sure we've got the right play coming up. And it's still Berg the tailback. There's the snap. Berg out of the backfield. Gets the pass to the right-hand side. It's complete, and he's in. No, he's incomplete.
No, he had him, too. It was that swing route again. He had Berg on a linebacker in man coverage. The backer wasn't going to get there in time, and Rosetta just floated it too much in front of Berg, and Berg couldn't get there.
Fourth down for the Grants Pass mate, Caveman. Fourth and goal. 2 men to the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Berg remains the tailback. Moves up to the shotgun. There's the snap. Rosetta wants to throw. Pass the flat
touchdown.
Left. Touchdown.
Brevik Hill.
Brevik Hill into the end zone from the 6-yard line. Second touchdown pass of the night for Rosetta. And now it's 12-7. Caveman going to try for 2. They do. They come up.
With tempo.
With tempo. They'll put 4 receivers to the right-hand side, 2 to the left-hand side, a 3-man front in front of Rosetta. Takes a snap, pass the flat right-hand side. The pass is complete, and the man runs into the end zone far side. And suddenly it is a 14-7 football game, the Caveman lead. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 1-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman getting ready to kick it off. Let me see. 5:31 left here in the first period, and we've had so far 21 points put up on the scoreboard. So keep up if you can, folks. Caveman football here on KLDR, Fairbanks, Alaska. Fairbanks, golly, is that a flashback? Grants Pass, Oregon, my apologies. Kickoff coming for Grants Pass. High end over end kick goes into the end zone. This will be a touchback.
And that's a good kick right there. That's what kind of the Caveman need. You know, you want to give them as few yards as possible. If the Panthers are going to score, we got to make them drive those 80 yards down the field. Right? You can't give them the 13 yards that we had last time. Yeah. That's tough for the defense to even stop and get a sample size of what the Panthers are going to do. So now the Caveman can really try to settle in, hopefully get a three and out here and get the Caveman offense, which is very high powered at this point, the ball back.
All right. More what we're used to seeing in terms of the tailback. Bridger Foss is in as the up back right now for the and they pitch it back to the tailback going on the left-hand side. Number 22 puts his head down, gets stopped shy of the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and a great job there by Ashton Park, number 27, the middle linebacker, comes flying through. I believe he came through the B gap behind the guard and just beeline straight for the running back. And he did a great job, like we were talking about pregame, staying low, going through the hip, wrapping up on first contact. That'll be the key for the Caveman against a heavy run team, is wrapping up and tackling on first contact.
Actually lost a little bit on that one, less than a yard. Two-man split to the right-hand side, indent tight on the left. Once again, that stacked eye formation, and the officials are holding things up right now while we have a conference with the referee. And no idea what this one is about. Unless they want to watch something in particular. Now that conference appears to be over. And the official still calling timeout. I'm not sure what is going on. Unless we have perhaps an equipment situation. Now they call a lineman judge in. And they're sending both teams back to the sidelines and calling the coaches out. Well, have we seen this before? Last week? As Coach Page is out there, I haven't seen any signs that it may have gotten a little chippy, but that could be what we're talking about. We're waiting for the Medford coach to come to the huddle.
They're bringing the captains out this week, too. So last week, I got a little bit of insight into last week. Last week, it was basically the chippiness plus some verbiage that was said that wasn't very PG, let's put it that way. And so I'm assuming if we're doing it this early again, that it's something similar, because there hasn't been any pushing and shoving. There hasn't been any chip shots late after the play. So I'm assuming something was said in the midst of after a tackle, running back to the huddle, something like that. That's what's prompting the coaches and players now at this point. This is basically a warning to both teams that they're not going to handle. They're not going to take this. We're going to stop this, nip it in the butt now.
Stop it early. Yep.
And that, you know, if it continues, then we're just going to start. Basically, they're just going to start ejecting players, which then ejects Coach Page as well.
5 minutes left here in the first period. Once again, it is 14-7. Grants Pass leading by a single touchdown. And really, the Grants Pass defense getting its first challenge after about a, 77-yard return on the Caveman's kickoff.
Yeah, I think we saw it that last play, you know, with Park coming on the blitz in the middle of the field a little bit. You know, the linebackers are going to have to do a good job of basically when they see something, they got to guess, and hopefully they guess right. You got to guess, you got to attack, because the second you're a step behind, that step could mean a touchdown.
All right, the up back is Bridger Foss. The quarterback pulls. Rolls to the right-hand side. The pass is away. It is incomplete. Quarterback is a junior, McKenna Brown. That's his first pass tonight. 0 for 1 throwing the football. And will bring up third down and 10.
Yeah, and he had Bridger Foss open in the flat. But that's one of those things where the Caveman had pressure on him in his face. He had to throw it a little bit high. Should it have been caught? Maybe. But that's one thing the Caveman have to do is put – if he is going to throw, they got to get pressure on him. And now on third and 10, they got to get off the field.
They're not anticipating him throwing vertically but laterally to the flat. So they were watching for that one. Up the line of scrimmage, three receivers out. Passes away down the left-hand side, and it's overthrown, incomplete.
And great coverage by Kingston Connolly from the safety position. They tried to wheel Bridger Foss out of the backfield on a wheel route. He was open for a second just because Connolly had to get there, but he got there in plenty of time and the ball was thrown out of bounds. And that's a huge stop for the Cavemen getting off the field on third down right there.
So the Cavemen defense challenged and rises to the option, and the Cavemen have an opportunity to get a pretty good field position on this change of possession. The punt should come up from about the 10-12-yard line right now. Standing back on his own 48-yard line as the Caveman safety. It is a high end-over-end kick. Will fall short, and the Caveman will let this one roll dead as it rolls into Caveman territory down to about the 41-yard line, down to about the 40-yard line. First out and 10 from their own 40 for the Grants Pass Caveman. Not a bad place to start their next possession.
No, that's a great job by the Caveman. You know, I think the Panthers tried to get a little cute there with the play-action pass, and then they had to throw on third and 10, obviously, with the what the Cavemen did was they made the stop on first down with no yards, maybe half a yard loss, forced them into something different that they didn't want to do. If you can keep South Medford out of those second and five, second sixes, second fours, I think the Cavemen defense will give themselves a chance tonight.
Trip receivers to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol for Rosetta. Pulls his tail back up to his left shoulder. So we're in the shotgun right now. Man comes in motion left to right. They fake the handoff, deep press. Screen pass is complete to the 40-yard line. No gain on the play as the man is dropped immediately.
Yeah, the Cayman tried to run a middle screen to Tim Hart, and I believe they were one block away from breaking that thing wide open. The one block that was missed was the guy that ended up making the tackle on Hart as he caught the football.
Up the line of scrimmage, two men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Again, out of the pistol for Rosetta. Turn, gives the ball to the tailback on the left-hand side, comes across the left tackle, dives ahead, gets out to about the 49-yard line. So that's going to bring up a second and about six, make that third and about six for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Yeah, third and manageable here for the Cavemen. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what Coach Page draws up. He's going straight pass, play action. Does he actually run the football?
Two-man split left, unbalanced line to the left-hand side, two to the right-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. Rolling to the wide side of the field, passes away. Got a man deep, and it's almost intercepted. The Panthers had a better shot at that one, did the Caveman receiver. Unofficially, we have Rosetta, seven of 10 throwing the football.
Yeah, and you're going to have a holding here on the Caveman offensive line, which should be declined, I would imagine, by the Panthers.
That'll bring up fourth down for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Oh, they're going to push them back. They're going to push the Cavemen back, I'm guessing, because they were assuming that the Cavemen would go for it on fourth down and six. So now this creates a third and 16. You know, Rosetta had the right read if he reads it a couple yards earlier. I believe Hill was the target. And if he throws it on a line, but what he did was he kind of floated it, which allowed the corner to get back over the top of the football. And like you had said, he had a better chance at catching it than any of the Cavemen.
All right, the Cavemen deploy. They'll send two men to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Unbalanced line to the left-hand side. Rosetta in the pistol right now. They'll stack the two receivers to the right-hand side and bring Powers up to the left shoulder of Rosetta. Send a man in motion coming right to left, and they give it to him. Halfback pass. Here it comes. Passes away, and it is complete to the 40-yard line, 50-yard line. First down yardage as the man is brought down on about the 39-yard line of the Panthers.
Yeah, and a great job there. Brevik Hill, the sophomore, gets the handoff behind Rosetta, and then they ran the wheel route back to Powers, and he was wide open, and Hill put it right on him.
Quick snap for the Grants Pass Cavemen again. They come up the line of scrimmage. Little gain this time. He'll get about two.
Yeah, now coach is going to rotate another group in. So Berg's in for Powers, and they're going to rotate the smaller of the two group receiver-wise back into the football game.
So trips in a triangle to the left-hand side already. Single receiver to the right-hand side. That's the narrow side of the field with Berg in at tailback. There's the snap and the pass to flat left-hand side. Got a screen set up. It's complete, but the screen is broken immediately to no gain on the play. Actually, maybe pick up about a yard.
Yeah, I tried to run a quick screen. Looked like number 17, Hayden Chase, missed his block out here on the corner, and Connolly ran right into it after he caught the football for, minimal gain.
So it's third and about eight for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
And I think at this point of the field, you're on their side of the field. I really think this is four down territory for the Cavemen. So you got two downs to get 8 yards.
And tight on the left, trips to the right hand side. So we've got three receivers out, all bundled together again on the right side of the field. They'll send a man out of the motion in the backfield. It's complete to Berg down the left hand side. Nobody in front of him. Go to the 10 yard line. Pushed out of bounds on about the 8 yard line. So from the 35 down to the 8. 23-yard gain.
And right now the Cavemen are really exploiting the Panthers being in man defense. When you're in man defense and they run a spread offense like this, the Panthers call timeout.
Timeout on the field. A look at the scoreboard with 2 minutes to play here in the first period. It's 14-7. Grand Pass leads. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Exciting football game coming your way right here on KLDR. It's the Panthers and the Cavemen. Cavemen lead it right now with 2 minutes left here in the first period, 14-7.
Yeah, what I was saying about the Panthers being in man defense, the Cavemen are doing a good job of running trips to one side and a single receiver to the opposite side, which means in man defense, the middle linebacker has to be manned up on the running back. And right now, neither middle linebacker keep up with Powers or Berg.
Up the line of scrimmage now. Powers is back in a tailback. 2 men split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. That's the wide side of the field. The man goes in motion left to right to have that right-hand side. Inside the 10-yard line, the pass is away to the right-hand side. It's complete to the 5-yard line and dives down to about the 2 or 3-yard line.
Yeah, I believe, yeah, to Tim Hart. Just a quick hook route. Luckily, the corner held on by a leg. Otherwise, if Hart breaks that tackle, there's nobody there to make the tackle.
Trips to the right-hand side. That's a narrow side of the field as we're inside the 5-yard line right now. Cavemen looking for another score. They give the ball to the tailback. Looks ahead. Dives in. I think he's there. Looks like a touchdown. It is. And the Grants Pass Cavemen get their third touchdown here in the first quarter. And it's 20-7 with the point after coming.
Yeah, and a good job, Trayton Powers, there. You know, like we talked about all year so far from him, he doesn't try to do what normal sophomores do and try to bounce the ball out, try to beat somebody in the corner. He just puts his head right in the middle of one of his linemen's back and just runs until somebody grabs his legs and end up being too late for the Panthers, and he scores.
And this kick is up, and this one is no good again. That's 0-for-2 in points. Try for point after. We'll be back with the kickoff, folks, right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
Welcome back, everyone. 1:31 left to play here in the first period, and we've already got 4 scores on the board. It's 20-7. Grants Pass leading here early. Getting ready to get the football kicked off. Adding the kickoff chores for Grants Pass is Alejandro Leon. Parker Roberts has been attempting the points after. He's usually automatic. So Leon, with young man with the yellow shoes, is ready. About 7 yards back, begins to address the football, puts his toe to it. Line drive kick. This one will come up short about the 1 yard line. Hit and knocked into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. So the Panthers will take over first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Rather have that touchback than see another 77-yard return.
Yeah, I think Leon right now is a big weapon for the Cavemen because now, like I said, now you're making the Panthers have to drive 80 yards. And that's, you know, it allows the Cavemen to do a little bit of blitzing, allows them to try to settle in. It's a long ways to drive a football as well, so choose some time off the clock as well.
Panthers break out, sending four receivers out, two to each side. This time is a more traditional spread offense look out of the shotgun this time. There's a snap past the flat left-hand side, and not a surprise, any man gets out to about the 30-yard line real quickly. That'll be good for first down yardage. And there it is. You know, he goes out to the 31-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like from here, though, when he went down and caught that quick screen pass, that his right knee was down when he went to go catch it, but obviously it wasn't called by the referee on that side.
Clock is running at 1:10 here in the first period. Again, a wide a spread offensive sign again. Four receivers out. There's a snap. Keeper off the left-hand side. Tackle has some running room. Gets out to the 39-yard line. And real quickly, a 9-yard scamper there by the quarterback.
Yes, they spread everybody out. And then basically just run a QB power with the running back lead blocking up the middle. And the Cavemen were so spread out that that middle gap again, which has kind of plagued the Cavemen, was wide open. And it was an easy 9 yards for the Panthers.
Quarterback is Makeda Brown. He is a 6'1", 190-pound junior. And has as many carries. He just goes back under center now with that stacked eye behind him. Gets the ball to the tailback right-hand side. Gets around the corner on the right-hand side. Still on his feet across the 50-yard line into grass pass territory down to about the 45, 46-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 45. And that's a gain of about 12.
Yeah, the Cayman had him for maybe a 1-yard gain. But back to those arm tackles. The Cavemen have got to do a better job of not just arm tackling and swinging around up high, because basically they arm tackled him, swung him around in a circle, and he kept running. A good running back to stand your feet and keep running and pressing the football. So the Cavemen need to do a better job of staying low and wrapping up and just waiting for teammates to come.
First down and 10. Ball sputtered at the 45-yard line of Grant's Pass. As the Panthers break out of the huddle, they'll send one man to the right, one man to the left. Once again, a full house backfield, but out of the shotgun this time. There's the snap, and again, to give the tailback Foss going off the right-hand side. Breaks free across the 30-yard line, tripped up at the 30-yard line, and falls down about the 20. That far in the air, they're going to mark him at the, 26-yard line. So again, about a 12-yard scamper.
And a good lead block there by Foss. They've kind of got Foss in that lead blocking fullback type set, and are handing the ball to everybody else but Foss so far.
And we got timeout on the, that's the end of the first quarter, ladies and gentlemen. It's 20-7 Grants Pass leads. We'll be back with the second period right after this 1 minute Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back. Here we go. First play of the second period here. There's the snap to the Panthers. They get the ball right-hand side to number 22, Lefebvre. He gets across the 20-yard line, down inside to about the 17. Yeah, so that'll be a gain of about 7 yards.
The Panthers are basically just washing the line out of the way, washing one end in, one end out, and forcing the backers to make a block. Well, with a halfback or a fullback lead blocker up in the hole, it's hard for the Cavemen. That's a giant hole to run through for the Panthers right now.
All right, second down and about 2. Ball spotted the 17-yard line of Grant's Pass. Again, that full house backfield out of the shotgun. Keeper rolling the left-hand side, puts his head down and is tripped up about the 16-yard line. Did we see a flag?
Yeah, it's going to be holding on the left tackle for the Panthers. Braden Carlson did a good job of getting outside, getting off his block, and he was right there on the to make the play, and then all of a sudden his left shoulder pad gets yanked back.
11-10 showing on the clock. We're in the second period here. Live and direct from Spiegelberg Stadium tonight here, folks, on KLDR 98.3. Not our usual home, but there's a conflict with Duck Football, and we have been moved to our sister station, KLDR. We appreciate their efforts. Ball marked back to the 25-yard line now. So it's basically second down and about nine. A split one man to the right-hand side, two receivers to the left-hand side. Spread look right now, out of the shotgun right now with the boss, the tailback. Shot left-hand side, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, and Braden Reese, number two from the nickel position, was right on the backside of that receiver. So even if he catches that football, which he didn't, even if he catches it, it's only about a 1 1-yard half gain, 1.5-yard gain, excuse me. So the Cavemen are playing the passing game tough right now. They're just going to have to figure out a more consistent way to stop the big gashing 8 to 14-yard runs.
Third down and nine. Ball spotted once again at the 25-yard line of Grants Pass for the Panthers as they break out of their huddle. End in tight on the left-hand side. Unbalanced line to the left-hand side with two receivers to the right and a full house backfield. Both running backs go to the right-hand side. Rolling right, Brown, the quarterback, looks down the field, pulls it down himself, gets the pass away to the end zone, and it is out of bounds, incomplete.
Yeah, it was guarded well by Kingston Connolly again. Looked like he was manned up on a receiver that time. And regardless of his coverage, the ball was thrown about 7 yards out of bounds in the end zone anyways. So now it brings up fourth down and, what, about nine and a half for the Panthers. And they're definitely going for it, sitting at the Cavemen 25. This is where last week against South Salem, the Cavemen jumped off sides a few times. And so, I think I see Coach Zine, the defensive coordinator, yelling at the line to watch the football. But you don't want to lose that aggression either. And I think Coach Page talked about that in his pregame interview with you as well. You don't want to lose the aggressiveness, but you also can't.
Keep the discipline, don't lose the aggressiveness. And timeout has been called on the field. Panthers. A look at the scoreboard with 10:39 left to play here in the first half. It's 20-7, Grants Pass leading. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $7.99. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Time still out on the field with the Cavemen leading the South Panthers here in the second period by a score of 20-7. When play is resumed, it's going to be fourth down and nine for the Panthers inside Grants Pass territory at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, like I was just talking about, the Cavemen can't jump off sides, give them a free 5 yards, because then they can kind of do whatever they want to do. It'll be interesting to see if Coach Singler decides to run a play-action pass or an actual pass, just a straight-up one.
Two receivers walk to the left-hand side, single receiver to the right-hand side, unbalanced line to the right-hand side, out of the shotgun this time with a spread formation. Put a man in motion left to right. There's the pass low to the flag flies immediately.
Should be a false start, I believe, by the right guard for South Medford. He flinched the first time. Nobody called it, I think. Then he flinched again right before the snap. Yep.
That's the call. So that'll move the ball back to about the 30-yard line, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, because you can see the middle linebacker, Ashton Park, pointing at the left guard. The right guard, and he flinched. And then right before the snap, he did it again almost preemptively right before almost anticipating the snap too well. Now it's 4th and 15.
10:39 on the clock. Play coming in from the sidelines, evidently. Shared with Brown, the quarterback, Makeda Brown. Send one receiver wide to the right-hand side. He's out there all alone because he's got a long ways to go to get out there. Up the line of scrimmage they come. Fourth down and 14. Two men stacked to the left-hand side. Out of the spread this time for Makeda. Brown takes the snap. Deep drop. Wants to throw. Gets the pass away, and it is incomplete. Grant's pass holds and gets the football right back. You may hear some of the coaches, which are just down to our left-hand side here, being a little excited about the Grants Pass defense tonight, and rightly so.
I mean, that's two stops tonight for the Cavemen on defense, which obviously didn't have any last week. And right there, it's a great job of recognition from the linebackers. You know, I've been pretty hard on the linebackers this year for the Cavemen, but they did a great job there. They tried to run a middle tunnel screen, and both linebackers are there waiting for it. So even if that ball gets caught, both Cavemen linebackers are there waiting for it, and it's going to go nowhere anyways.
Cavemen offense on the field, trips the left-hand side, end in tight on the right. Out of the pistol right now for Rosetta. Long snap count. Takes a snap. Gives the left-hand side quickly to Powers. Powers across the 30-yard line out to about the 32. So a short gain. Going to mark him at the 32. About a 2-yard gain this time. Make it a 3-yard gain. Pardon me. Make it a 3-yard gain. Up the line of scrimmage again. Trips the left-hand side. Same formation. There's the snap. Wants to throw. Passes away quickly, and it's complete left-hand side, I believe, to Johnstone. Gets across the 35, out to about the 37-yard line, and that'll be just shy of the first down, so he picked up about 4.
Yeah, and the Panthers are trying to do a better job of coming up and pressing and really getting the face of the Cavemen offense, but Johnstone did a good job of separating himself across the middle of the field.
Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left as the Cavemen on the left hash mark now. Looked at the sidelines for the play coming in. And they're going to call another timeout here real quickly. Brad Page wants to figure this one out. 9:38 on the clock. It's 20-7. Grants Pass leads. We'll be back with more after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue, and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
An early timeout in my mind. Of course, many times a coach will try to save those timeouts. I think to no avail. A good use of the timeout this time. Coach Brad Page saw something he wanted to either change or correct.
Yeah, he went to their frame package where they hard count, nobody jumped off sides, and then I don't think he had the formation that he wanted, and it was going to take too long to rotate out of that formation, so he had to call a timeout.
2 men split the left-hand side, 1 to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun again, here we come. Man comes in motion left to right for the Grants Pass Cavemen. There's the snap. Play action fake. Rosetta has it. He dives ahead, trying to keep up. He'll be just shy of the first down. He'll get to the 33.
And I think Powers went to the wrong side and ran the wrong play because Rosetta faked to his right. Nobody there, so then he just had to take off and run with it. But he got positive yards, and now it creates a, you know, fourth and about 1.5 yards for the Cavemen.
And they're going for it. 3 receivers out, 2 to the right-hand side, 1 to the left-hand side. They turn and they give the ball to Powers. Turns upfield, gets to the 40-yard line, and he should have first down yardage to the 41.
He has first down yardage, but there's going to be a holding behind the play. One of the offensive linemen is holding somebody, and Powers is way out here outside the hash mark at the time, and that's when, as an offensive lineman, you just kind of got to let go of the guy. The play's already past you. So that's going to create a 4th and 10 for the Cavemen.
So they'll step that off and see if we have a change in the plan.
Coach Page has got to punt it now, I'd imagine. Yeah.
They've got to get to the 40-yard line. The ball goes back outside to the 30 to about the 28-yard line is where they'll put it down. So the Cavemen will punt this one away. 9:04 showing on the clock. The Cavemen still lead 20-7. Parker Roberts will come in to handle the punting chores. Panther safety back about the 36-yard line. High snap from center. Punt is away. It'll take a Grants Pass roll and roll dead inside the 35 down to about the 31-yard line where the Cavemen kill it there. So first down and 10 for the Panthers from their own 31-yard line as the possession changes for the football teams. Get the right personnel on the field, and we'll be right back to action here on KLDR, Grants Pass, Oregon. So the Grants Pass defense again to be challenged.
Yeah, and the Cavemen offense just kind of stalled themselves out there. That was the first series on offense we've seen tonight where the Cavemen kind of shot themselves for the first time. And so now hopefully the defense can bail them out and get them the ball back.
All right, once again, that stacked eye. One receiver to each side. They give it the tailback right hand side. Cuts up field, gets across the 30, but not much more than that to about the 32, 33-yard line is where they'll mark his forward progress, and that's a gain of about one.
Yeah, great job there by a defensive tackle, number 50, Braden Carlson, blows up the guard that was blocking him, pushes him back into the play, which forced the running back to cut back towards the middle of the field where there was multiple K-men waiting. Short gain on first down creates a little bit of a problem for Panthers and allows Coach Zina to basically decide some differences and show some different things on defense.
Second down and eight. One man to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side for the Panthers. Slot on the right-hand side this time. Out of the shotgun. Man comes in motion going left to right. Gets the handoff in the back and fly sweep to the left-hand side. Looks for room and finds none except fill by white jersey K. Grants pass came in a loss on the play. They'll mark him down about the 32-yard line, so it'll be loss of about one.
Yeah, tackled by number 33, middle linebacker Jacob Thomas. Does a great job just flying as he ran through the line to get there. Basically just wiped the field and kind of ran with the play and did a good job. And then when he got there, like we've been talking about, initial contact, wrapped up, made the tackle. Now it creates a third and long for the Panthers.
Third down at about nine for the South Panthers on their own 32-yard line. They break out of the huddle. They'll split two men to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side, and go back into the shotgun. Bridger Ross is the tailback. Deep drop by Brown. The pass is away left-hand side. And it looked like it may be. It is complete down to about the 44-yard line.
Yeah, it's going to be a first down. Just ran a deep hook route. Came back to the football, and quarterback put it right on him as he turned. DeShane was in pretty decent coverage, but just couldn't get there in time.
So first down and 10 from their own 44-yard line after the completed pass. Up the line of scrimmage come the Panthers. Two-man split in each direction. Up under center again for Brown. Out of that stacked eye formation, they'll give it to the up back. That's Foss. He puts his head down and gets into Grants Pass territory down about the 49-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about seven.
Yeah, and this is the Panthers' way of how they want to do it. And right there, the K-man defense was just too high. Tried to tackle too high. Linemen stood up too high, and as soon as on defense, when you stand up, the offense instantly gets the advantage.
One man split to the right hand side, two to the left hand side this time. Out of the shotgun again for the Panthers. Brown takes the snap. They give to Foss. Foss looks, finds a little hole and gets to the 45-yard line. That'll be enough for the first down yardage. A gain of three.
Yeah, and that was better from the K-man defense. Just your, the Panthers just run essentially a trap play back and forth because of the fullback where they have him in the up position. They can pull a guard, fill with their fullback, and then the running back can just make a decision based off of the cut and, you know, what angle he sees. And so it creates a pretty big problem for a defense.
Spread offense this time. Two men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Deep drop passes away down the right-hand sideline. He's got a man there, and it is incomplete. Good defensive move by the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Yeah, they ran just a go route on defense or on offense, and number seven had the ball in his hands, but DeShane did a good job of staying with it, running with the receiver. At last second, it rips the ball out, almost picked it off, it looked like, as the ball went to the ground. It kind of bounced up in the air off of both of them, but good defensive play there by DeShane.
And that's going to bring up second down and 10 for the Panthers. They break the huddle, send one man to the right-hand side, one man to the left-hand side. Up under center is Brown, unbalanced line to the left-hand side. There's the snap, and they give the tailback right-hand side. Number 22, Lefebvre, goes to the right-hand side, gets a hole and gets out to about the 35-yard line, and that'll be good for first down yardage, a gain of about 12.
you know, those long, gashing running plays for the Cavemen, for the Panthers, excuse me, are going to kill the Cavemen defense throughout the night. That's what wears out a defense, is those long, you know, you get a kind of a stop on first down, then you give up a 12-yard first down run, and so the Cavemen kind of got to limit those to 3-4-yard runs at a time.
And in tight on the right, two-man split to the left-hand side. There's the snap, and they give the tailback. This is Foss coming to the left-hand side. He's quick and strong, taken down about the 33-yard line. Check that. It wasn't Foss. It was, again, Lefebvre.
Yeah, number 22.
And that's a gain of about four?
Yeah, it looked like it. Better job by the Cavemen defense. Good tackle out here by number 10, Jace McGowan, coming out from the corner position. You know, and against a running game, against a good running team, which the Panthers definitely are, it takes everybody filling in at a certain time. And the linebackers doing a much better job tonight of filling. It's just a matter of, can we make tackle on first contact?
One man split in each direction. Down of the stack dive. Ball goes to the left-hand side. It's Lefebvre again getting across the 25-yard line. Looked like there was a scramble at the very end down to about the 22, 23-yard line. Again, a first down run for about 7 yards.
Yeah, another first down for the Panthers. You know, and these are the drives that you want them to have to earn, but they're also very taxing on a defense. But the Panthers are not showing anything special. They're just running right at you, pulling guards different directions, leading with a fullback, and just telling you, here, good luck and stop it.
Yeah, no surprises here. 2 minutes split in each direction. Once again, up under center for Brown. Out of that stack dive formation, turn gives it the tailback. Lefebvre this time breaks free. He's off the 10-yard line. He's, stopped at just inside the 5-yard line. We're going to mark him at the 4.
Yeah, that's just an I formation counter. They pull the left guard, left tackle, and lead up the middle. They fill the backside with the fullback. And it's just, this is old school
16.
Football. Yeah, this is just old school football, and the Cavemen are going to have to figure out a way to fill the gap and stop it.
One man split in each direction once again. Out of that I formation, they'll give it to the up back this time. He is hit and dropped before he gets the line of scrimmage. He'll lose one.
Yeah, and that was Foss there on the fullback dive, and the Cavemen did a good job of just meeting at the line of scrimmage. The Cavemen are doing a good job at the line of scrimmage. The problem that the Cavemen are having is when they're pulling guards and tackles and backfilling in those gaps when somebody's pulling, you know, the Cavemen are kind of waiting for the block to come to them rather than meeting the block and trying to force them to make a decision.
Inside of 3 minutes to play, there's a snap. Pass goes inside, and there'll be a big stand-up right at the goal line. Did not get in. They're going to mark him right at the 1-yard line, so a gain of 2. And a timeout called. A look at the scoreboard here with 2:42 to play in the half. It's 20-7. The Panthers are threatening the Cavemen lead. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. We're deep into the second period right now. 2:42 to play. The Cavemen lead at 20-7, but the Panthers are driving. Let's see. They have it, third and goal from the 1.
Yeah, and the Cavemen just need to, I would assume, just blitz the house here and just kind of force the Panthers to really earn it rather than sit back.
Two receivers split to the right-hand side, but still under center. And there's
quarterback
the quarterback sneak just straight ahead. We've not seen a sign, is it? There it is. Touchdown. So it's now 20-13. When Brown scores, that's his first touchdown tonight. And try for point after.
Yeah, and that was just a very long, methodical drive by the Panthers.
There's the snap, and the kick is up and appears to be good. They say it is good. It is 20-14. The Cavemen lead by a touchdown, 20-14 right now. We'll be back with the Panthers kickoff after this 1-minute Cavemen timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. No surprises tonight about what we kind of expected.
No, the Cayman offense has done a great job, except for one series where they kind of, you know, backed themselves up. The Panthers are doing exactly what we thought they would do on offense.
Cayman have a couple of defensive stops.
Yep. Yeah, so. And I think it's gonna come down to, you know, right here, the Panthers get the ball to start the second half. So with 2.5 minutes left, the Cayman still do have 2 timeouts left. And with their tempo, it doesn't really, not really a factor anyways.
They've got plenty of time to put the
Yeah, but you got to get points here. You got to get some points here, get some momentum back going into halftime, let everybody settle in. But, yeah, I think the surprise and the bright spot for me so far tonight has been the Cayman defense. I think aside from that last drive, the Cayman defense has played very well tonight.
Kickoff coming from the Panthers right now as the man addresses the football, puts his toe to it. Line drive kick. This one comes down, bounces. Finally picked up at the 5-yard line off the left-hand side. Man is being chased down to about the 15-yard line. Mishandled initially by the Cavemen.
Yeah, Isaac Johnson kind of misread it. It looked like there was a low line drive, and he misread it, and so then he tried to wait for a hop. And the football took a funky bounce and bounced over his head and then just kept rolling away from him. So by the time he got about the, you know, the 6-yard line, 5 or 6-yard line. And by that time, there were so many Panthers coming, he just had to try to get some positive yardage. So he did a good job of getting what he got, but it definitely puts the Cavemen behind the eight ball here at their own 15.
They break out of the huddles and trips to the right-hand side. Single receiver to the left. Out of the pistol again for Rosetta. Standing on his own 10-yard line. First down and 10 for the Cavemen. There's a snap. Deep drop. Wants to throw. Pulls the pass down. He's hit and fights his way back to about the 10-yard line. But he'll lose yardage.
Yeah, so the Panthers.
About 5.
The Panthers showed that man coverage they'd been showing the whole night. And then they actually dropped into a zone. And kind of actually they confused Rosetta. He thought he saw a man. And with zone, there was nobody open.
Trips the right-hand side, ended tight on the left, back out of the field in motion, and a whistle stops the action. And that's a procedure call against Grants Pass, and that'll back them up even further. 2:06 showing on the clock. It stopped here with the penalty, and that'll bring the Grants Pass back half the distance to the goal. It'll go down to about the, where are we, on the 6-yard line?
No, we're at the 4.
4?
Or the 3 almost. Four.
Trips the right-hand side, end-end tight on the left. Still out of the end zone right now for Rosetta. Takes the snap. Gets the pass away quickly over the center. Incomplete.
Yeah, that was a dangerous throw from Rosetta. They, on the trip side, they kind of ran 3 go routes. He tried to hit Tim Hart in the center of the field. And Rosetta's going to have to realize that they're not in man anymore. They're dropping into a zone. And by them not being in man, the linebacker almost gets his hand on it and almost could have picked it off.
Third down. 21 to go. Trips to the right-hand side, end in tight on the left. Empty backfield. There's the snap. Rosetta wants to throw, gets the ball down the field, and he's got a man there. Incomplete. Was intended. Or was that Hart?
I think it was Johnson.
Jeff Johnson.
Yeah, I think him and Rosetta were on a little bit different page. Johnson was kind of running to the middle of the field, and it looked like Rosetta thought he was going to run a little bit more vertically. So by Johnson running to the middle and Rosetta thinking he was running vertically, there was a little bit of a off throw there because Johnson had him by about a step.
Unofficially, I have Rosetta 11 of 16 throwing the football. Cavemen going to kick the football up, punt it out from the back of their end zone. High snap from center, controlled, gets the kick away, but there is a whistle at
safety.
The very end. They're going to call a safety. So instead of 20 to 14, it is now 20 to 16, and the Cavemen will get a free kick. Minute 43 left. momentum has certainly changed here in the last 4 or 5 minutes on the field. Cavemen still lead, though. It's 20-16, a four-point margin. So the Cavemen will get a free kick. Panthers will maintain possession of the football.
Yeah, the Panthers have one timeout left. But they're going to get fairly good field position because of the safety. So we'll see how Singler decides to attack the Cavemen, knowing he gets the ball in the second half as well.
And let's see if the Cavemen choose to. We see on the field right now Alejandra Leon, so we'll probably kick a placement. Yeah, they hand the ball to Leon. He'll tee it up on the 20. And the safety for the Panthers standing back on about their 22-yard line, their 20-yard line now. So Leon about 7 yards back. Three to the side. Has his position. Begins his address to the football. Kicks it high and rolls down to about the 25-yard line. Taken by one of the upmen there. Cuts to the right-hand side of the field and gets through three or four tackles. Rolls down the right-hand side of the field and is still on his feet down the left-hand side. But I think he's out of bounds about the 40-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 39-yard line of Grants Pass.
Yeah, and right now it's coming down to the Panthers have that momentum going right now, and the Cavemen have kind of gone back to the high tackling. The Cavemen got to go back to tackling low, and then on offense, the last two series is what we've kind of seen the last two games was just slow, causing themselves negative yards, and so got to get back in rhythm. They'll be fine.
Up under center, there's the snap on the football. They give the tailback right-hand side. Lefebvre goes to the right-hand side, breaks one tackle, still on his feet, and goes out about the 27-yard line. So that's first down yardage. Again, about a 13-yard run.
And you got a minute 25 left. The clock will start. The Panthers aren't really built to go fast, but they also are on positive side of the field with one timeout left.
This time into the shotgun with the full house backfield. There's a snap. Keeper by the quarterback coming to the left-hand side. He is hit and dropped about the 26-yard line. So a gain of about one.
Yeah, they run that QB power again, lead blocking with two running backs. Braden Carlson again getting off his block on the inside. Does a good job making the tackle. Now with 50 seconds left, the Panthers will really have to see what the Panthers decide to do.
Second down and 9. 2 men split to the left. 4 receivers out. 2 to each side. Out of the shotgun this time. The pass of the way flat on the left-hand side. It's complete to number 22. It goes down again. That's Lefebvre. So he gets first down yardage first this time. Down. That's about 8.
Yeah, now the clock is running and the Panthers are
30 seconds on the clock. It's still going. 2 men split the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time for Brown. Takes a snap. Wants to throw. Looks down the field. Comes back left-hand side. Pulls it down himself. Heads up the field. Gets to just shy of the 10-yard line. Dropped on about the 11.
And you got the Panthers are going to use their final timeout.
So with timeout on the field, a look at the scoreboard with 15.6 seconds left to play in the half. The Panthers are driving. They have the ball about second down and 6 to go from the 11-yard line. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. 15.6 seconds left on the clock. 20-16, Grants Pass leads by 4 after leading by 14 earlier.
Yeah, with 15 seconds left, this is where you would expect South Denver to take a couple shots at the end zone now using the throwing game because any run in the middle of the field, unless they get out of bounds, the clock's running. It'll stop for a second when if they get a first down, but that's about it.
Yeah, with 15 seconds, you can run about three plays. They come out in the shotgun right now. Double stack to the right-hand side. Rolling the right-hand side. Brown throws to the end zone, left-hand side, and it is incomplete.
Yeah, very well defended out there by Zach DeShane again. They try to run a out-and-up route on him, and he does a good job just running with the hip and then seeing the ball, and he almost picked it off.
So the clock has stopped, and that leaves 10 seconds on the clock, so still time for a couple of shots into the end zone for the Panthers.
Yeah, 10 seconds left. Should give the Panther, well, they're going to take a shot here, and then I would imagine go for a field goal if they don't get this.
Play comes in from the sidelines. Up the line of scrimmage. Two receivers going to the right-hand side, staying in the shotgun this time. Single back. That's Foss in the backfield with Brown. And a timeout is called this time by Grant's Pass. Again, a look at the scoreboard. Still 10 seconds there. It's a four-point game. We'll be back with the completion of the first half right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Once again, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Fun football game so far. Closer than you like if you're a Caveman fan, but still the Caveman on top by 4 points here against a pretty tough team. Second half going to be crucial here and interesting to watch.
Yeah, I think right now both teams can gain a lot of momentum with what happens right now. South Medford is going to try to need to get put points on the board, whether it's three or a touchdown, and it goes a long ways for the Caveman to hold them to three or zero.
Up the line of scrimmage come the Panthers. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Out of the shotgun for Brown. Foss is the tailback to his right shoulder out of the shotgun. Deep drop. Wants to throw. Looks for the end zone right-hand side, and it is intercepted by the Grant Pass. Came in down the right-hand sideline. Out to about the 20-yard line. And that's 2.3 seconds left. So the Caveman pick off Mr. Brown.
Yeah, and a good job there by DeShane again. We've called his name a few times now. Stays home with his route. They kind of ran a fade or a corner out to him, and he stayed home and went and picked off the football. If he can beat that one guy that grabbed his foot, he's gone.
He's gone. It was close.
Because there was three or four cavemen getting ready to lead block for him down the field.
So the cavemen have time for one play here. Do you take a knee or go deep? Well, the personality has been you go deep. We'll see what the cavemen really come up with. They refuse to be predictable this time of year. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Slot right. Under center for Rosetta. He takes a snap, rolls, looks, and as the buzzer sounds, throws the pass downfield, incomplete. And that will complete the first half of play, ladies and gentlemen, with the Cavemen leading by 4, 20-16. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Cavemen timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Appy's Barbecue Chicken Pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Appy's October special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $799. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here as the marching band for the South Panthers are on the field right now getting ready for their halftime ceremonies. So it's going to be about a 20-minute halftime. So let's take this opportunity once again to turn it over to Zach Morton and run down the scoring for the first half. Talk slow.
Yeah. So to start off for the Cavemen, with 9:52 left in the first quarter, there was a 6-yard touchdown pass from Rosetta to Powers. The PAT was no good to make it 6-0 Grants Pass. Then South Medford quickly answered back after a long kickoff returned with 8:57 left in the first quarter. There was a 6-yard run. PAT was good to make it 7-6 South Medford. Then with 5:31 left in the first quarter, there was a 5-yard pass from Rosetta to Brevik Hill to make it a 2-point conversion. There was a pass to Isaac Johnson to make it 14-7 Grants Pass. Then with 1:31 left in the first quarter, a 4-yard run by Powers. PAT no good again to make it 20-7 Cavemen. Then with 2:39 left in the second quarter, there was a 1-yard quarterback sneak by the Panthers. PAT was good to make it 20-14 Cavemen. And then with 1:43 left in the second quarter, there was a safety by the Panthers on a punt that made it 20-16, which is where we stand. You know, fairly even across the board as far as this goes. There's one interception on the last offensive play from South Medford of the first half where they're just trying to take a shot at the end zone. But other than that, first downs, everything is pretty straight across the board. So, you know, it's going to come down to who gets a crucial stop in the second half. And the Cayman offense really needs to get going again because since the beginning of the second quarter, they haven't done much.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I do need to give some extra love here to our friends at Diamond Home Improvement who actually brought you the second period. They're right on the north end of town, right at the top of 7th Street. Man, and their name says it all. It's Diamond Home Improvement. You need something to improve your home from carpeting to lumber. Give them a call or just stop in. A great selection of just fasteners there. So that's a tip of the hat to Diamond Home Improvement. And we'll talk about individual numbers for the first half when we come back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Unofficial numbers now, first of all, for the South Panthers. We have Mr. Foss for about 6 carries and 35 yards. Lefebvre, at number 22, has been the workhorse for this team. He is a, let me see, number 22, Kevin Lefebvre, Jr., 5'10", 170 pounds. So he looks bigger than that on the field, and he runs bigger than that, no doubt about it. I have him unofficially for 10 carries and 72 yards and the score. Maketa Brown, 4 carries and 13 yards, 90 yards on the ground for the Panthers in the first half. Throwing the football, 3 of 9 with the one interception for Maketa Brown. And 23 yards there. Give them 113 yards generated by the offense in the first half. Once again, that is as unofficial as you can possibly get. For the Grants Pass Caveman, Trenton Powers, 9 carries, 42 yards, and a touchdown. Westenberg, a couple of carries, 5 yards. Jordan was sacked a couple of times. Actually has 2 carries, 1 for 1 yard, 1 for a loss of about 5, minus 4 yards net. 43 yards on the ground for Grant's pass in the first half. Throwing the football a little better, 11 of 17 with 2 touchdowns for Rosetta. 117 yards once again, so generated about 160 yards compared to about 113 for the Panthers. Well, those are the numbers that we have here. We'll talk about what we expect to have happen in the second half and what the Cavemen need to do when they come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it is 20-16, Grants Pass by 4 here. And we've seen Grants Pass's offense look very good and stumble a couple of times. And we've seen the Grants Pass defense look very good and then stumble a couple of times. So you're in the locker room right now, and I suspect this isn't a rah-rah locker room. This is one, take a deep breath. Here's what we need to do. Get low and fill some holes.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you break it into two quarters, the Cavemen dominated the first quarter. Offensively, defensively, the Cavemen were they manhandled the Panthers the whole first quarter. Now, the second quarter, I think the Cavemen got manhandled by the Panthers. So, really, it's a tale of two quarters. The Cavemen just scored more points in the first quarter, luckily, which is why we're seeing, you know, the margin we're seeing. But in the grand scheme of things, I think Coach Page is going to have to get back to, I think, the last two series. You saw him get a little pass happy. You know, I think he threw 5 out of the 6 times that they had the 2 possessions. So I think, you know, because part of their bread and butter is that play action pass, you know, allowing, you know, Jordan to make a read, possibly if it is an RPO. But, you know, Powers and Berg have been so good for the Cavemen this year. And, you know, they've been great in the passing game tonight, but I don't think, you know, the Cavemen have really gotten that running game going. And now that you've kind of seen the Panthers get out of that man-to-man defense, I think it does allow the Cavemen to run the ball more. And then if for some reason they go back to the man-to-man defense, which I would highly doubt they would based off of the way the Cavemen gouged them in the first quarter. But if they do, then you can go back to the passing game. So I would imagine the Cavemen run the ball a bit more here in the second half. But really just kind of need to settle down on offense. You know, I think it was going so well for them in the first quarter. They kind of got away from maybe the identity of the team, and they weren't going as fast the second quarter. And I don't think this group handles that slow pace very well. They kind of, you know, I think it gives them too much time to think when they go fast and it's clicking.
Yeah, the Cavemen were going near as fast as they've gone in the past.
No, especially in the second quarter. They kind of slowed everything down a little bit. And so tempo and running the football, I think, will be two keys. And defensively, I mean, 100 and whatever you said, roughly, or 130.
About 160 yards to 117.
Yeah, so 117 yards in the first half, you know, and obviously most of those are rushing, which we expected anyways. So you really kept a South Medford team under 100 yards rushing, you know, so I think that's something you can build on. And obviously you got 2 stops. And so I think there's some good things to come from that first half, but the Cavemen got to build on it in that second quarter. You know, I think tackling was the main thing that you saw on defense that kind of went away. And I don't know if it was because they were getting tired or what the case may be. You know, South went on a couple long drives, and so the Caymen need to minimize those long drives, get off the field, and then the Caymen offense needs to put some long drives together with that tempo. And it's a good recipe for success. They just got to get back to what brought them here.
Well, I think you hit the nail on your head when you said it was a tale of two quarters, certainly. And it makes me wonder what happened to the Caymen. I didn't see much different being happening on the part of the Panthers in the second quarter, but the Cavemen seemed flat for some reason.
Yeah, I think offensively for the Panthers, they didn't do anything different. Defensively, they made the adjustment from man and got back to that zone, and I think they confused Rosetta a little bit. I think because when they were motioning in the first quarter, linebackers were running with running backs, you know, corners were running with wide receivers when they were going in motion. They were still running with those same people, but then they would drop back into a cover two, a cover four, cover three. And so they were showing Rosetta a few different looks. And I think it got him a little confused because in the first quarter, he was able to just kind of lock on a target, throw it because he saw the running back running with a linebacker, and that's an automatic who you're going to throw to as a quarterback. And so Rosetta's going to have to go back to what's got him here, making a read based off of what you see pre-snap. You know, because you still, high school football, quarterbacks pick sides. You pick, it's a numbers game. You see two on this side, three on this side. Well, I'm not throwing to the three side, so I'm going to throw to the two side because I have outmanned them on this side. But you still have to make a read. You still have to read a linebacker. And so I think if Rosetta will go back to making those simple reads on linebackers and knowing what he's seeing and trusting himself, then, you know, the Caymen offense could be just fine.
Now, the defensive front of the Panthers did get to Rosetta twice in that first half.
Yeah, I think a part of that, it was in those last two drives. And part of it, I think, was because I think the Caymen got a little bit too pass happy. And I think that they were, you know, kind of, it was pretty easy read for a defensive coordinator. You know, you're going to throw the ball, I'm going to blitz, you know, because we're not really slowing you down much at this point. So the only way you're going to be able to slow you down is with pressure, and that little bit of pressure in an automatic passing down or passing situation, I think really showed itself. And I think that's where that came from, because the first quarter when they were, you know, when South Memphis was lost on defense and shuffling around and had no idea what was going on, you know, Rosetta had nobody in his face at all. And so that's where the running game, getting powers the ball, even if it's 2, 3, 4 yards at a time, those little things open up, you know, the flats, it opens up right behind the linebackers, because if the running game works, the linebackers should read the run first. And so they're going to have a step front forward first, and then they try to get back in coverage. But usually if they're going to take a step forward on a play action pass, that one step makes the difference in 5, 6, 7 yard passes.
You're listening to Caveman Football here on KLDR, Grants Pass, Oregon. Chuck and Zach high atop the press box here at Spiegelberg Stadium at the halftime. It's 20-16. Grants Pass leads by 4, and we'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you here with us. Going back to Coach Page's pregame interview when we talked about the last time the Caymen beat the South Panthers here. They led, I want to say, about 21-7 in the first half, and they still won, I think, 26-25. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the second half, certainly with an opposing coach like Bill Singer making his adjustments and knowing that the tendency of the Grants Pass Caymen coming into this and what they like to do. We're in for quite a show here in the second half, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it right there. I mean, Coach Singer's been doing this a long time. And, you know, it'd be probably a crazy number to know how many halftimes he's been in, you know, how many games he's been in. And so he's going to make adjustments. He's going to make changes offensively and defensively. He's been successful for this long for a reason. It's not just because, you know, he's good at calling X's and O's. It's because he's good at making adjustments. That's what good coaches do at halftime. You make the adjustments to gain an advantage in the second half. And so I'm not sure what those adjustments are going to be from them, but the Cavemen are going to need to match those adjustments. And a lot of it, you've got to weather the storm for the first series because everybody comes out. Panthers are going to have the ball. I don't know that their offensive strategy is going to change much because it was working pretty good for them on those last couple drives. So I would imagine to see the ground pound here from the Panthers again to start the second half. You know, but I think the Cavemen are going to have to adjust to whatever they're going to see defensively. I would imagine you start to see a little bit more pressure from the Panthers. I think that you saw pressure there the last couple series, regardless of if it's a pass or a throw. I think the Panthers are going to have to bring some pressure to get the not only the offensive line, but Rosetta uncomfortable and see if they can make the Cavemen make a mistake, whether it's with a hold or whatever the case may be. You know, but if the Cavemen can somehow find that rhythm they found in the first quarter, go back to that tempo and allow Rosetta just to kind of settle in. You know, he's been here before. He's, you know, maybe not with a lead very often, especially last year when it comes to at the half. But we've seen his progression. We've seen how much better he's gotten in the year and a half that he's been the quarterback for the Cavemen. And so allow him to settle in. Get a couple easy completions for him. Get Powers and Berg really running the football downhill, and let the offensive line gain some confidence and you know, kind of own the line of scrimmage. And if the Cavemen will do those things, then you know, I think they have the recipe to keep up and you know, beat the Panthers. But you can't let the Panthers go out and score here. Then the Cavemen can't go 3-and-out. You know, I think that's going to be key. You know, a 3-and-out for the Panthers would be huge for the Cavemen, especially just mentality-wise. You know, we've seen the momentum swing so far already, how much the swing has been from the first quarter to the second quarter. And so the Cavemen kind of have to somehow stop that momentum when they go out in the field right now to start the third quarter.
Have a Big Ten football score out of Autzen in the third period with 4:25 left. The Ducks lead the Spartans 24-0.
Not as high scoring as I thought it was going to be.
Well, yeah, no doubt. But holding the Spartans to nothing, that's expected?
I don't know about expected, but it's impressive, especially in the Big Ten. Big Ten's a tough league.
Well, we'll see how the Ducks stack up. Once again, coming into this game, I think ranked sixth in the nation. Cavemen back out on the field taking their warm-ups right now. We have yet to see the Panthers emerge from their locker room. 1:45 left on the warm-up clock. The halftime ceremonies have been over for a while, so there's no reason to extend this at this point. Cavemen continue their exercises. We'll invite you to rejoin us next Friday night. The game will be right back on KAJO Radio next Friday night, folks, when we'll be back at Mill Ingram Field entertaining Liberty High School. Hope you'll join us then. In the meantime, stay tuned for the second half kickoff coming up in this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Just a note on something that happened here. First man out of the locker room was Parker Roberts, and he was out here doing some kicking, mostly punting, perhaps just to get his head back into the situation. He missed two point afters in the in the first half, and that's just not typical of that young man. I know he's extremely proud of his punting. They've just put 3 minutes back up on the scoreboard here. So that's about how much time we've got left before we get right back to full action here on KLDR. Grants Pass, Oregon, 98.3 on the FM dial and heard at 90 or at KLDR.com. Everywhere in the world on the World Wide Web. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman Timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $799. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Getting ready for this one. About a minute and a half left here at the halftime. Once again, next Friday night, Liberty High School will be at Mel Ingram Field. We have two home games in a row. And the next week, a conference game when the Sprague Olympians come to town. That's going to be a biggie, folks. Sprague in the top five or six teams in the state. And the Cavemen look to be ready for them, look to be ready for the Panthers tonight. And they all belong in about the same category at this stage of the season. So get close to your radios, folks. Cavemen look like they're done with their warm-ups right now. They're huddling around their coaching staff, getting ready to get their heads right to kick off to these tough Panthers here to begin the second half. Once again, it is a 20-16 score. The Cavemen lead by four. The momentum at the end of the first half belonged to the Panthers, and they get the football offensively first here in the second half. So that's the situation that we face. Should be fun. So once again, stay close to your radios, folks. Glad to bring it to you. Zach Morgan along with Chuck Benson here. Having a good time. Hope you're enjoying it just as much as we are. You can always let us know. Just send us an email to Chuck at KJO.com. Let us know what you'd like to hear. That's the Cavemen just below us, starting to really ramp up that emotion right now, get the adrenaline pumping. Getting ready to kick the football off and play defense to these Panthers. Panthers on the sidelines, fairly quiet right now. Cavemen. Looks like they're done and ready to go as the clock is zero right now. There's the buzzer saying get ready to mark the field for play. So, and I'm not sure what the holdup is. Each team is huddled around their respective coaches now, getting ready to get this one underway. So now the Panthers begin to send players out along the field. They send up.
I would imagine we see Leon here kick this one off again.
I see yellow shoes down there. So he will be handling the kickoff chores. See who we have deep here. Can't pick up any numbers for the Panthers. But Leon has the football teed up, and he is 7 yards back, getting ready to get this third period underway, folks. Here we go. There's the whistle marking the ball for play. Being addressed by Leon. There's the kick and high end over end. Add deep. This one goes all the way into the end zone. There's a touchback. Bring the ball out to the 20. So first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line for the Panthers. Grants Pass Cavemen defense going to be challenged here first.
Yeah, it's going to be real key that, you know, for the Cayman defense, you know, getting off the field against a rushing team like this that's very powerful is tough as is. But those 10, 11, 12-yard gains, those are the ones that Cayman got to minimize, get those down to 3, 4, 5s.
Two-man split, one in each direction here. Out under center, they give the ball to the tailback. He is hit by and gets away from the man at the 20-yard line. Is pulled down, though, at the 24. So broke one tackle. And once again, that's number 22, Lefebvre, with the run. Picks up another 4 yards.
Yeah, the Cayman had him right at the line of scrimmage, but he kind of just ran through the arm tackle. I like the Cayman being a little bit more aggressive there. Linebackers did a better job filling. Now when you fill and you're there, you just got to make that tackle.
At the line of scrimmage, one man split the leash, one in each direction. Out of that packed stacked eye. Under center is Brown. Turn and give the up back this time. Off right tackle. Pulls ahead and gets about to the 29-yard line. They're going to give him the 30-yard line, which would be first down yardage.
Yeah, they just ran a basic fullback dive to, was that Foss again?
I believe so. So first down of the second half belongs to the Panthers here. First down and 10 now from the 30-yard line. This time, two receivers go to the right-hand side, end in tight on the left. Out of the shotgun this time for the Panthers. Deep drop by Brown. The pass is away down the far left. Almost intercepted. I said intercepted, and he dropped the football. It was right in his hands, and he's still talking to himself. Incomplete.
Yeah, there's a good job there. I believe it was Parker. Yeah, it was Parker Howe from his middle linebacker position dropped into the zone. Quarterback didn't see him. He kind of slid right in front of the hook that the wide receiver was running.
Uncharacteristic for Parker, too. He's got a great set of hands. Two men split the left-hand side. One or two to the right-hand side. Four wideouts out of the shotgun this time. Past the flat left-hand side. It's complete to Lefebvre, but he's hit and dropped after a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, I'd run a quick screen out here, but Braden Reese becomes the force back there and has to really head up, take on a blocker and get through it. But he does a good job making a tackle. A little bit too much yardage for after the gain, but good job because the Cayman were definitely outmanned on this side on that screen pass.
Third down and about 4. Ball marked at the 36-yard line for the Panthers. They're on 36. Up the line of scrimmage, splitting one man to the right and one to the left. Brown comes up under center again with that stacked I formation. There's the snap and the play action fake. The pass is flat left-hand side. Incomplete.
Good job by Parker Howe there on the fullback Foss. They tried to just run a play action pass and slide him out of the backfield. And if he doesn't throw that wide of Foss, that would have been picked off by Parker Howe for sure. It might have been a pick six. So he kind of had to throw it just wide of him and there was nobody there. Which is a good job by the Cayman defense getting off the field.
Fourth and 4, showing a punt formation right now. Two men split to the right-hand side, slot right, but the safety deep at the 23-yard line gets the snap, rolls the left-hand side, side widener kick. It's high end over end, and Cayman just going to let this one roll dead inside the 25-yard line down to about the 21, 22-yard line. Mark it at the 21, first down and 10 from their own 21 for the Grants Pass offense here. And the Grants Pass defense has held. This is the third time they've held in the football game. On our drive over, we were talking about if we get 2 stops, we're in pretty good shape. We've just had our 3rd stop.
Yeah,
put some points on the board. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely. Now it's extremely important for the Cayman offense to now, I think, tempo, run football, pass the football, and really put some pressure on the Panther defense.
2 split right, 1 split left. Hand of the pistol for Rosetta. They show blitz to the right-hand side. There's a snap they give to Powers coming to the right-hand side. Turns a corner at the 21-yard line. Gets out of bounds on about the 26. And there's a flag on the play. Maybe a bad block at the back.
Yeah, there's going to be a block in the back or a holding. And that's really been the tale for the Cavemen, you know, the last 2 series on offense in the first half.
Holding.
Is just digging themselves deeper and deeper holes, and they get closer and closer to the end zone, you know, because that was a good positive 8-yard gain for Powers. Now it goes back, and now it's second, 16, 17, 18, something like that?
About that, yes. We're at an angle where it's tough to see, but the scoreboard says
16.
Up the line of scrimmage come the Cavemen. Four receivers, two to each side. Two stacked on the narrow side, two spread on the left-hand side. Bowers remains a tailback. He goes in motion, one to get to the narrow side. Rosetta has time to throw and finally gets the pass away. It's complete out to about the 30-yard line. It'll be shy of first down yardage.
Yeah, but they basically get everything back that they had originally gotten from the first Powers run, which brings it now a short second down for the Cavemen.
There's the snap to give left-hand side to Powers. First down yardage gets scooted out to about the 40-yard line that quickly. So that's the a gain of about nine for Powers.
Yeah, and then the quickly Cavemen quickly going with that up-pace tempo here.
Two to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. There's the snap, and they give to Powers again. Off left tackle, puts his head down, gets another four or five out to about the 44-yard line. Going to give him
yeah, and then they
about five on this one.
They quickly bring Berg in to give Powers a quick blow.
2 minutes split the left-hand side, slot left, split right. There's the snap. Play action, fake pass over the center is complete. Out to across midfield to about the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 11.
Yeah, that's an RPO for Rosetta. He can either give the ball to the running back or he's staring right at that middle linebacker. And that time with the linebacker coming to block the run, then he can throw it right behind him.
Trips on the right, single receiver to the left. There's the snap. Rosetta wants to throw down the left-hand side to get a man wide open. It's complete at the 27, 28-yard line. Still on his feet at the 20. They're going to mark him out of bounds at the 23.
Yeah, see, now Rosetta made a great read there, playing a cover two, and he threw it right in the pocket in between the safety and the corner on a go route to DeShane, and DeShane was just 1 foot out of bounds there.
Trips to the right-hand side, single receiver to the left-hand side. Out of the pistol, there's the snap and the pass to flat right-hand side. It's complete. And runs up the field, is hit and knocked forward to across the 20-yard line. We're going to mark him right at the 20-yard line. Gain of about three this time.
Yeah, just a quick tunnel screen to Kingston Connolly. Line did a good job. Now you're going to see a full sub from the K-Man offense, getting Powers back in, getting Johnston back in, Hart, Isaac Johnson, Hill. So you're back to that starting offense for the K-Man.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side, out of the pistol again, with Powers in the backfield. Loose football. Falling on. It's still falling on. I think Powers got back on top of it. It's going to be a loss on the play.
Yeah, I think that was the snap was a little bit low, but I think Rosetta took his eye off of it to try to make a play early. You know, as a quarterback, unfortunately, you have to, no matter where the ball is snapped, you have to catch the ball first for the play to happen. I think he just took his eye off it just a hair early to try to go with the fake handoff, which is creating a huge third and long.
16 from the 29. Three receivers out, two to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. There's a snap of the football. Play action fake, passes away over the center, and it's complete inside the 15 to the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Grants pass. And Cavemen take it in from the 31-yard line.
Yeah, it was a play-action pass that we've seen on film before that they've showed a lot. They were going to run the wheel pass to Powers, and all they did was they squeaked Isaac Johnson across the middle of the field, and Rosetta did a great job there of actually having to throw off his back foot, hitting him in stride for the huge 29-yard pass. That was completely opened up by the Cavemen running game.
And beautifully thrown, absolutely perfect that time. Try for point after is for two this time. 2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left. Again, Rosetta wants to throw, looks in the end zone, throws over the center, and it's good.
Good to Brevik Hill.
There we go. So the Cavemen now lead it 28-16. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Leon's tree teeing up the football again, getting ready to try to put it in the end zone to negate any run back by the Panthers. Ball is marked for play. He's ready, addresses the toe, puts it high end over, and this one's going to be a little short. This one's going to be fielded about on the 4-yard line, comes straight up the center of the field, comes back to the center, gets through a couple of tackles, but has ended up on the 23-yard line. So first down and 10 for the Panthers from their own 22-23-yard line. And the Caveman defense once again called on to make a stop. To bend maybe, but not break.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be the whole story for the second half for the defense, is to bend but not break. But going back to the offense, it's a great, after the Caveman defense gets a stop, it's a great job with the offense. So just really not only run the football, but throw the football. And that's going to be the key, is finding that balance between the two.
Up the line of scrimmage, under center. They give the ball to the tailback right-hand side. That's Lefebvre. Goes off the right-hand side. Gets across the 25 out to about the 27-yard line. And he just instantly picks up 6 yards every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, but even at 6 yards, it also, you know, you got to make him earn it. A team like this, yeah, your defense is going to get tired, but you have to make them earn all the 80 yards. You can't give them those big 10, 12-yard chunk plays.
Split left, split right. Two-man split to the right-hand side. Out of the shotgun this time for the Panthers. Man comes in motion right to left. Quarterback keeper comes up the center of the field, gets to the 27-yard line, and is hit right there. No gain on the play this time.
Yeah, good job there by Connor Johnston. Does a good job shedding his block and staying home. It was a quarterback read, so he was ended up reading Connor, and Connor did a good job of holding the lineman up and then shedding him last minute and then wrapping up, you know, forcing a really big third down here for the Caveman defense. You make two stops in a row with the way the offense is playing. This starts to put a lot of pressure on the South Medford offense.
Up the line of scrimmage they come. Third down at about 4. One man split in each direction out of the shotgun this time. Brown wants to throw to the flat. It's incomplete. Intended for Foss out of the backfield.
Yeah, and Foss was open for a second. Howe was there. It was going to be close. If Foss does catch it, it's going to be close there if Howe can make the tackle. He's probably a yard short anyways. You know, it's just showing, you know, if the Caveman defense forces them into throwing downs, you know, that it's a tough play for the Panthers. Now the Caveman offense really, really, really needs to go score here.
They show punt formation. Two men split to the right-hand side just in case. Foss is the protecting back. Good snap from center. And the kick is away. A high end over end kick. And Caveman just going to let it roll. Oh, and it took a great roll for the Panthers down to about the 20 to about the 19-yard line. So the Caveman have a long field in front of them. They're going to mark it at the 19. First down and 10 from deep in their own territory. 81 yards to go to put up another score. But with the offense operating quickly and efficiently like we saw that last drive, it can happen.
Well, and that's back-to-back stops for the Caveman defense, which is huge. We didn't see that in the first half. We saw a couple stops, but not back-to-back. And so now if the Caveman can score here, at least drive the football, build some momentum, start to really put some doubt in South Medford's head, and with the tempo, you know, I think they can cause a little bit of a problem here.
Up the line of scrimmage, two men split to the right-hand side. Two to the left-hand side. Ball right in the bottom of the middle of the field. Out of the pistol again for Rosetta. Knight puts his back in motion to the right-hand side. Rosetta looks right and left, looks over the center, gets the pass away to the left-hand side. Had to get it away. He was under some heavy pressure, but it fell incomplete.
Yeah, he had the read he wanted. He wanted Hill. And by the time he saw Hill finally come open on the far side of the field, he tried to throw it. Looks like he got bumped while he was throwing the football.
Second down and 10, same formation, two receivers to each side out of the pistol from the 19-yard line for Grants Pass. There's the snap quickly. Rosetta has time. The pass is away down the left-hand side. It's completed the 40-yard line, the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20. Going to be caught. It avoids one man and scoots into the end zone. Touchdown, Grants Pass. From the 19-yard line, an 81-yard touchdown pass from Rosetta. His third touchdown pass of the night.
Cayman will go for two here, I think. What a pass. Basically, it's just a hook and a curl. It's a hook on the outside, or a hook and a corner. Excuse me, a hook and a corner. A hook on the outside, a corner route from Hill. The safety tried to jump the route. Rosetta threw it in the perfect spot. And then as Hill catches it, he outruns number 22. And he actually does a good job of cutting back to the middle of the field because 22 actually dove as Hill cut back.
Did have the angle on him, and he took that angle away. All right, try for two now for Grants Pass. Out of the shotgun, two receivers left-hand side. Running back goes in motion to the right-hand side. Again, Rosetta wants to throw. Rolls to his right-hand side. Gets the pass away to the back of the end zone. Incomplete. The Cavemen lead it right now. 34-16, 5:08 to play here in the third. We'll be back with a kickoff after this 1 minute Cave Fan timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back, everyone. Oh, well, look at the scoreboard here. It's 34-16. Grants Pass is leading and about ready to kick it off to the South Panthers. Alejandro Leon going to kick it away again. Put it in the end zone three times tonight. Again, and that's the goal, I believe. Puts his toe into this one high, and once again, this one will be fielded at about the 11-yard line. Man gets to the right-hand side, and first man gets to him and holds on, takes him back to about the 15-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 19-yard line, first down and 10 for the Grants Pass Cavemen. The Cavemen appear to be fired up and tackling right now.
Yeah, that was a good job by Tyler Meek, number 31, staying in his lane down the field. And the running back went to juke, and Meek just went right through his hip and made the great tackle. Just
put his shoulder to him, wrapped the hands around him, and put him down. Textbook. I formation for the Panthers. 2 men split the left-hand side. Turn of the game to the tailback, comes up the left-hand side. Not much room there, gets across the 20 out to about maybe the 22. So gain of three.
And you're going to start to see the Panthers have to start throwing the football here at some point because, I mean, the Cayman defense is doing a great job. The Cayman, whatever adjustments was made inside the halftime locker room, the Cayman are staying to it. I think it almost just looks like they've shortened the gaps on their defensive line to make it easier for the linebackers, and they're just creating more pressure.
Still showing that four-man front. Once again, up under center for Brown out of the I formation. Brown again, deep drop, wants to throw deep, has the pass away, and it is almost intercepted again. In and out of the hole. Once again, it was almost too easy, and he thinks, gee, if I catch this, I can run for a touchdown.
Yeah, the ball came out of the quarterback's hand weird. He tried to go deep, and by going deep, it looks like he dropped his elbow, and the ball came out. Like a duck, like you would hear a quarterback saying. And Bassett, the safety, was there, and he tried to catch it almost over his shoulder and just dropped it. I mean, the Cayman defense is playing really, really well right now. Here's another huge third down coming up for the Cayman. If they get a stop here and score again, really putting some pressure on.
Third and 7 from the 23 for the Panthers. Up under center comes Brown out of that stacked eye formation. Receiver on each side. Deep drop, rolls to the right-hand side, looks down the field. We've got a different We've got a different quarterback, too. This is number four coming out to play quarterback for them. That is Tanner Scheid.
Yeah, and he had a looked like what to be a little bit of a stronger arm almost, but still played pretty well by the Cayman defense. Would have been close to a first down if he catches it, but Cayman defense, they had a defender on each receiver, at least right on the hip, and that ball was thrown pretty well, just had a little bit too much juice on it, and now the Panthers will punt.
Fourth and about seven from their own 23-yard line. Cayman safety waits at his own 49-yard line. Their punt stay up a long time. This one won't.
This one
come down short at the 39-yard line and bounce out of bounds at the 42-43-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 44-yard line. That's the Panther 44-yard line where Grants Pass will take over. First down and 10.
Yeah, great field position here for the Cayman. This is really where you can the Cayman can really put the dagger in the Panthers, right? It's not game over by any means, but a touchdown here, just points in general, this one will really hurt the Panthers because you can just feel the air here. The momentum is completely on the Cayman side. The Cayman defense is playing amazing. It looks like the Panthers are going to call timeout to try to, like, to just slow down whatever we got going here.
So with timeout on the field, once again, in addition to what you say, the Cavemen come out and they are pumped. You can see it in their steps while the Panthers' shoulders are down. Timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
4 minutes left here in the third period. You're listening to Caveman Football on KLDR, Grants Pass, Oregon, 98.3. Glad to have you with us here tonight. Glad you found us here on our FM sister station. Ducks are playing on the other side, well ahead of Michigan State. Last we checked, deep into the third period, Cavemen come out, split two men to the right-hand side, end in tight on the left. Actually, three receivers on the right-hand side. Out of the pistol again for Rosetta. There's the snap, and the give to Powers finds a little hole off the left-hand side, scoots ahead for about three. Give him unofficially about 79 yards on the night, 12 carries. He's been the running workhorse for the Grants Pass Cavemen for the last four games. Two receivers to the right-hand side, one to the left again. Second down on about seven for Grants Pass. There's the snap and the give to Powers coming to the right-hand side. Gets the corner turned, heads up field, gets across the 35-yard line. Knocked down, good for first down yardage at the 31-yard line. Gain of seven.
Yeah, and to get a first down on the stretch play there, and Coach Page wants them to go faster.
Here we go, two men split to the right-hand side. Now they're moving that one man to the left-hand side, and the Cavemen online, ready to go. There's the snap, and they give inside again to Powers. Has a block or two. Gets across the 30-yard line before the block dissolves. He picks up a couple of yards anyway.
And he quickly rotates that group two in, so Berg is in. I like what the Cavemen have done in the second half. They've done a very good job of complementing themselves, run and pass, which is really, you can see the linebackers for the Panthers are getting confused. They don't know which one to play.
Split right, two men split to the left-hand side. Had to get the right personnel on the field. We have that now. We've got four receivers out, two to each side. There's the snap of the pass to flat right-hand side. It's complete. Man puts his head down and tries to drive to the right-hand side. Will be marked for forward progress at about the 26-yard line. So a gain of about four that time.
Yeah, third and medium here, third and five, third and six, something like that. And this is four down territory for the Cayman.
One man split to the right, ended tight on the right. Two men split the left-hand side. There's the snap. The give inside quickly to Powers. Powers across the 25 down to about the 23-yard line. That should be real close. If it's not first down yard, he's going to be shy.
Yeah, that was Berg. Brings up about what, fourth and two? Fourth and three?
Fourth and two. Four receivers, two to each side. Berg stays, has the tailback. There's the snap, the pass to flat right-hand side. It's complete first down yardage. Man still on his feet, dances across the 15-yard line to about the 13.
Yeah, huge first down for the Cavemen. All it was is just a hook route. It's about a four-yard hook route. Got just past the line, the yards to gain, and then it gets about six or seven more after that. Good job by DeShane.
2 men split the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. There's the snap. Looks right and left. Forced out of the pocket. Goes back to the right-hand side. Pass is incomplete. Intended for Berg on the right-hand side. Berg comes off and powers his back in as we change personnel. A minute 27 left here in the third period. Cavemen have the ball deep inside Panther territory. Second down, 10 to go. Ball at the 13-yard line. Trips to the left-hand side. One receiver to the right-hand side. Powers is the tailback. That's a triangle of trips on the left-hand side. Well out from the tight end. Looking left. Passes away to the end zone, and it is incomplete. Thrown just a little high.
Yeah, he had Johnson on that similar concept coming across the field. This time Johnson ran it deeper towards the back of the end zone. He was open. He had a couple steps on the guy, and Rosetta just missed him a little bit high, and Johnson couldn't quite go up and get it.
Third down and 10 from the 13-yard line of the Panthers for the Cavemen. Third down play, big one coming up. One man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. End in tight on the left. There's the snap. Wants to throw, passes away, incomplete. Brings up fourth down.
Yeah, he ran, tried to run a quick slant to Johnson, and the ball was thrown at his feet, so Johnson couldn't even make a play on it, bringing up a fourth down. It almost looked like Rosetta threw it too early. And I know on a slant pass like that, you want to hit him in stride as he makes the break. But the corner for South did a good job of staying behind it. And so Rosetta needed to let it develop behind the backers. He just threw it, I think, when he quite wasn't ready, it looked like.
Cavemen going for it out of the shotgun this time. Powers to left-hand side. Man comes in motion right to left. And they give it to the motion man. He's got room to the left-hand side. Passes away into the end zone. Incomplete. Strange. Strange call, but it turns the ball over to the Panthers deep inside their own territory at the 13-yard line.
Yeah, I tried to run the double pass again. Well, I guess not really double pass, but handoff to Brevik Hill, rolling to the left. And South did a good job of staying home, knowing how many yards. The linebacker just kind of ran with Hill rather than come up and try to make the tackle to make him throw the football. And there was nobody open in the secondary for the Cavemen.
So a minute 12 left here in the third. Up the line of scrimmage come the Panthers. First down and 10 from their own 13-yard line. Split left, split right. Up under center. Offset eye. They turn in a little
fumble.
A little mix-up in the backfield. There's
fumble.
A little football. There's a scramble for it. And we'll see.
Panthers got back on it.
I believe they did, yeah.
I couldn't see what number. One of our defensive linemen was at the point of contact where the running back and quarterback were handing the football off and actually knocked the ball loose. And then the ball just kind of rolled around for a while. Now it's creating a huge second long.
Well, that takes the ball back to about the 7-yard line.
Second and 16 they got on the scoreboard.
Split left, split right, back under center with that stacked eye. Turns to give it to the up back this time. That's Foss. Gets into the secondary, spins. He's tough to bring down, and they bring him down well after he gets the first down out about the 28-yard line. He's that quick.
Wow, you have second and 16, and there was a couple guys that are arm tackling. Foss is a big dude, and if you're going to go at him with arms, he's going to run through them, and that's what we saw there out of the Cavemen defense. He has ran through a couple tacklers.
Up the line of scrimmage come the Panthers. Now split left, split right under center. Unbalanced line to the left-hand side. The pitch to the tailback. That's when he returns up. He'll get a corner turn to the right-hand side. He's got some running room. One man to beat and pulls him out of bounds on about the 49-yard line. Last man to him. Once again, LeFevre found some running room and gets to just shy of midfield. Could have put it right at midfield. Gain of 20.
And all the defensive coaches are yelling at the defensive secondary and linebackers to not get sealed. They're going backwards instead of meeting blockers like they had been the last couple series, which was causing South Medford some issues. So they got to start going back through blockers and meeting them at the point of contact.
Last play of the third period. There's the snap under center. They give to the tailback. He's mid and dropped immediately as the horn sounds. At the end of three, it's Grants Pass leading 34-16. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24-7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's Barbecue Chicken Pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
Back quickly already. There's some action. There's the snap for the Panthers. They look down the field. The pass is away. It's complete left-hand side. Man still on his feet. Finds some running room and finally gets to... Runs through several tacklers. Won't go down. He stopped at the 20-yard line.
And that's Foss again. The Cavemen again are trying to meet him shoulder pad to shoulder pad. And his legs just keep pumping every time he gets hit. That was just a generic running back screen. And they kind of widened everybody out to the right-hand side and left, you know, basically one-on-one on the backside. And the Panthers did a good job blocking it.
One man split in each direction, still up under center. And one man jumped early, and everybody saw it. The flag flies, and that'll cost the Panthers about 5 yards on the procedure call.
Yeah, and that was Foss from the fullback position. They were going to look like they were going to run a lead power play the left-hand side, and he was a little bit too eager to go make an initial block. Got called for the false start.
Ball moves back to the 25-yard line. First down and 15 from the 25. Split left, split right under center. Stacked eye behind them. There's the snap and the give to the tailback. This time it's Lefever. Left-hand side. He's got some running over the 10-yard line and finally dragged down about the 9. Got to mark him at the 8. He had some momentum going. We've got a man down on the field, and it's one of the Grants Pass Cavemen. He's getting up slowly. He's sitting up now.
Yeah, it's Parker Howe.
Parker Howe. And as the trainer comes out, Parker says, no, I'm okay, but he needs to come out. Well, legally he has to come out.
Well, he's holding his shoulder. It looks like it's just some sort of stinger. Sometimes those feel worse than actually breaking your collarbone.
Right back to action as up to the line of scrimmage come the Panthers. They're hungry for a score. Split left, split right, up under center is the quarterback. Power eye behind him. They give it to the tailback. That's Lefever going to left-hand side, avoids one tackle, fights his way in. There's the touchdown. So Lefever for the touchdown from the eight-yard line. Brings the score up to 34-22.
Yeah, just back to that lead play. The Cavemen made them earn it, though. You know, they had to drive a long ways, and it took them quite a bit of time, but now the Cavemen offense needs to go answer and score back.
Try for point after coming. The snap. The kick is up. Haven't missed one yet. This one is good. It is 34-23. Grants Pass still leads. The Panther kickoff coming after this one-minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I need to tell you the fourth quarter is brought to you by Abby's Pizza, the home of great pizza on Beacon Drive and on the Williams Highway. Call 541-476-2133 to have your favorite pizza delivered. You can order it also at abbys.com, and they'll get it out to you quickly, folks. Hey, try that barbecue chicken pizza. Oh, we tried that last Wednesday night. It's good. Yeah, I'll have it to you in about 45 minutes. Feed the whole crew by the end of this football game. Once everybody gets home and relaxing and replaying everything in their minds, it's what it's all about. Abby's Pizza have been supporting Grants Pass football for a long, long time. All of Grants Pass sports. Both locations, Beacon Drive and out on the Williams Highway. Cavemen come back out on the field getting ready to put their offense back into gear.
Yeah, and the Cavemen are going to send out their hands team just to not get caught off guard by an onside kick here. So they got Isaac Johnson deep, and they've got nine guys up within, 10 yards of the football. So just precaution. I like it from Coach Page. You don't want to get caught off guard and give South Medford the ball back.
Now, would a cagey coach like Bill Singler do that?
Yeah.
All right. Approaches the football, and it's high and deep. Well, not real deep. Comes out about the 12-yard line taken there. And returner has nowhere to go. He's dumped right back on the 20. Probably spot him at the 21-yard line. Grants Pass will take over first down and 10 from their own 21-yard line.
Yeah, now I think this is one of those drives from the K-men. You know, we got to see tempo still, because we've seen the Cavemen, when they get out of that tempo, it doesn't go well for the Cavemen for some reason. So you got to see tempo, but I would like to see a little bit more run, a little bit more play action, rather than just seeing Rosetta stand back there and pass, because you'd like to eat a little. You don't want to play too cautious, but you do want to run some time off the clock here. And so I'd like to see, the Cavemen, run the ball and set up some play action pass here.
2 minutes split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side out of the pistol this time for Rosetta. Ended tight on the right-hand side. There's the snap. Turns and he gives the ball right-hand side. Dives across the 22, maybe to the 23-yard line. Mark it at the 23. A two-yard gain for Powers. Unofficially about 90 yards tonight for the young man. Cavemen looking for a play to come in from the sidelines. And there's Cavemen are starting to line up right now. The official says, no, hold on a moment here. I'm not sure what the holdup is.
South Medford's going to call another timeout.
I was going to say, we've got a coach on the field from the left-hand side. And now they finally wave their flags as a timeout is called. And that coach was 15 yards out on the field before we heard the timeout officially come. 10:21 showing on the clock. It's 34:23. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Cavemen over the football right now. They've got two men split to the right-hand side, two men to the left-hand side. As that make that one man to the left-hand side as things tighten up here.
Yeah, and that timeout for the Panthers could be important because they're down to one timeout left.
Cavemen ready. There's the snap. Rosetta wants to throw past the flat on the right-hand side. It's complete. Out about the 31-yard line. That should be good. Is it going to be just short? Yeah.
No, they're going to give it to us.
Right at the line of scrimmage. All right. Another first down.
Yeah, again, the Cavemen have taken advantage now of the second half of the zone defense from South Medford. And all they're doing is running that hook. And Isaac Johnson did a great job running right to the yard marker, yard to gain he needed. Turned around, stopped, caught the football, and just made sure he got the first down yardage.
Four receivers out, two to each side. In the pistol is Rosetta. As the Cavemen getting ready to go, they'll bring Powers up to his right shoulder. Out of the shotgun this time. Play action fake. Rosetta wants to throw, passes away to the right-hand side. It's complete to the 40-yard line, and that's good for another 9 yards.
They're going to give him first down again.
Good for another 10 yards.
I like Coach Page using the play action, still being aggressive. There's a lot of time on the clock here, 10 minutes left, but he's giving Rosetta easy passes, easy reads.
From the 41-yard line, three receivers out, two to the left, one to the right. Rosetta stops, turns, looks at the sideline, says, "What do I do, Coach?" And the coach says, "All right, here is the play coming into you now as we speak." And now they're controlling the tempo. Rosetta steps up, shares it with his teammate, steps back into the pistol. There's the snap. Give to Powers, the left-hand side. Trips gets to the 40-yard line, and that's he'll actually lose about a yard on the play.
Yeah, he had nowhere to go on that play. He did a good job of just kind of running into the South Medford defender just to make sure he didn't go backwards. But once he got the football, he was met by about two or three South Medford defensive linemen and just had to do a good job of just trying to get whatever he could back.
Second and 11. One man split to the right-hand side, two to the left-hand side. Rosetta stays in the pistol. They're down. Man comes in motion going left to right. There's a snap. Deep drop by Rosetta. Passes away quickly down the right-hand side. And it's complete at the 45-yard line of the Panthers. First down yard, a gain of about 16.
Yeah, it's the same passing pattern that they ran on the 81-yard touchdown pass. Same good ball to Brevik Hill on the corner route. He makes the catch for the first down.
Two men split the left-hand side, a single one to the right-hand side. They give the ball to Powers in the backcourt. A flag flies down the left-hand sideline, away from the play. Moved ahead, maybe got a yard on the play, but we'll see what that flag is for.
Yeah, I don't know if all the cavemen were set. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. I don't
procedure.
Think Rosetta was going so fast, he didn't let his receivers on this side get completely set. And so it's going to be a five-yard penalty on the cavemen.
So the procedure call officially signaled in, declined. Oh,
there's a holding as well.
Oh.
So they'll take the holding call instead.
So instead of five, it goes back to the Grants Pass 46-yard line, which makes it first and about 22.
Yeah, this is an important drive for the Cavemen, not that all of them aren't, but there's 8:42 left, and South Medford only has one timeout left, trailing by 11. And so points here are huge for the Cavemen. A touchdown here about puts the game out of reach for South Medford.
Rosetta was on the sideline getting the play. Calls in, shares it with his team. They deployed. Now trips the left-hand side, single receiver to the right. Ball is on the right hash mark. Out of the pistol for Rosetta. Blitz drops back and a flag flies at the snap of the football. Offsides on the Panthers.
Yeah, the corner on this side. They were in a trips triangle down here, and the corner on this side was so much in Connolly's face trying to disrupt what he thought was going to be a screen pass out here to the trips that he was actually offsides.
Up the line of scrimmage now. 15 to go for this one. There's the snap again, and again the flag flies.
He's offsides again.
Same spot, and the couple of men pushed down. Rosetta went down, pushed down well after the play was over. Idaho City flags flying there. They're just trying to calm things down. There was a push after Rosetta went down.
Yeah, Rosetta got hit pretty hard after the play.
He got put on his rear side.
But, yeah, you're going to have offsides on the corner down here again.
So that'll take the ball back up to the
back up to the original
line
of scrimmage.
Actually,
I guess we gained a yard.
Gained a yard on it.
There we go.
So it's first and nine.
And the clock's running, so now we're inside of 8 minutes.
Cavemen looked at the sidelines for the play to come in. Everybody looking. They have their assignments. Trips in a triangle to the left-hand side. One to the right-hand side. See if it happens again. Another 5 yards. Couldn't hurt. There's the snap, the pass to the flat left-hand side. Powers on the run, takes the pass, gets to the 40-yard line, fights his way headed to about the 38, 37-yard line.
Yeah, good cut by Berg there. Natural instinct would tell you to try to outrun everybody to the sidelines on that swing pass they ran to. They threw it to him, but he actually cuts up inside, and the defensive linemen that were in pursuit couldn't cut back fast enough, which allowed him to get, 5 or 6 yards? creating a short second down.
Two men to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Second down and about three. Rosetta waits a long time for this one now. Takes a snap. Gives the tailback this one. His power is coming to the right-hand side. Turns on the afterburners across the 25 to the 20. Down to about the 15-yard line where he's put out of bounds. Going to mark him at the 14-yard line. So a quick gain of 20 yards there by the young back.
Yeah, and a good run. You saw Powers. He got outside, was almost looking for a cut, and then once he saw he had the edge, you saw him turn on the jets and just outrun people.
His acceleration is extraordinary. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. There's the snap. And they give again to Powers, puts his head down, gets across the 10-yard line, down to about the 8.
And now we're nearing 6.5 left in the game here for the Caymen. You know, on the 8-yard line of the Panthers, it's 4-down territory for the Caymen. They got to find a way to get points here and put this football game away.
6:25 on the clock. Two men split to the right-hand side, one to the left-hand side. Caymen knocking on the door here, looking for some more scores. There's the snap. And the give to Powers, looking for room on the right-hand side. Caught and dropped about the 10-yard line. No gain on the play. Maybe lost a yard.
And that was the first time, I think, all year I can think of that we've seen Howard, the Powers kind of hesitate. He really didn't know where to go, but usually he tries to cut up the field and get back up, you know, north and south, or east and west. And last second, he cut.
Went laterally.
Yeah, and then the defensive lineman was able to make an easy tackle on him.
5:49 on the clock. It continues to run. The Caymen lead at 34-23 here in the fourth period against the South Panthers.
Yeah, it's 3rd and 6. The Caymen can get a first down. So definitely 2 downs here, so you can run the ball if you're the Caymen, knowing you're going to go for it on 4th down.
2 men split to the left-hand side, one to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol again for Rosetta. Now stops, turns to the looks to the left-hand side.
Looks
timeout
page.
Has been called.
Yep.
And a look at the scoreboard with 5:24 to play. Once again, 34-23. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $799. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. A little breeze has picked up here. The streamers are not quite straight out from the top. They're going from north to south primarily here at Spiegelberg Stadium. Coming out of the timeout, the Caymen leaving the sidelines now after their chat with head coach Page. 3rd down and 6 to go.
Yes, yeah, so you got
ball
third,
at the 9-yard line.
You got 3rd and 6. You got 2 downs to get the first down. Plenty of options here for the Caymen.
4 receivers out, 2 stacked on the right-hand side. One of those comes in motion right to left. 3 on the right-hand side. Rosetta throws to the left-hand side. It's complete. Man puts his head down. Tries to get inside the 5. Short of the touchdown, though. He'll go down to the 1-yard line. That should be first down yardage.
Yeah, and that's not the worst thing there for the game. I know they don't score, but it's 1st and goal now from the 1. With 5 minutes left in this game, 5:10, excuse me, left in this game. And so now the Caymen can at least run, you know, 20-something more seconds off the clock and, you know, really put some pressure now. If they score here with 5 minutes left and the Panthers only having 1 timeout left, it pretty close puts the game out of hand.
Caymen break out of the huddle. 1st and goal from the 1. Split left way out to the left-hand side, 1 wide to the right-hand side. Out of the pistol. Man comes in motion right to left. There's the snap. And the give to Powers. Chips and into the end zone. Touchdown. Should be.
Yep.
Yeah, there's the signal. All right, the Caymen put points on the board. It is 40-23. Grants Pass leading by 17 here with 4:32 to play. Fourth touchdown pass for Mr. Rosetta. Out of 34 tries. 4:32 on the clock. Try for point after. We'll kick this one. No, we won't. Swinging gate. There's the snap. Direct snap goes to the right-hand side. Man cuts inside. And again, I think they've got it. They do. 42-23. The Cavemen lead by 19 with 4:32 to play. Folks, upset in the makings here at Spiegelberg Stadium as the Cavemen get ready to kick the ball off to the Panthers. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Cavemen back out on the field that quickly. Alejandro Leon getting ready to tee the football up as the official comes over to assist. Cavemen once again leading 42-23 here in the fourth period with a little over 4.5 to go. Now the Panthers deploy. And with the wind to his back, what little one, it died down a little bit, but there's still a breeze, and it will be at Leon's back. He is set, his 7 yards, and 3 steps to the left. Addresses the football, puts his toe to it. High end over end, it will be fielded about on the 3-yard line. Man comes back up the left-hand side as the blocking forms inside of him. Cuts the right-hand side on the quarter. Has room and is pushed out of bounds on about the 41, 42-yard line. They'll mark him at the 41. First down and 10 for the Panthers at the 41-yard line. Their special teams kickoff puts up a wall of blockers down that left-hand side that's tough to penetrate. First down and 10 for the Panthers from their own 41-yard line. So the Cavemen defense going to be challenged one more time.
And if you're the Panthers, they're going to have to go into spread formations. They're going to have to throw the football.
They do. Full house backfield, one man split in each direction. There's a snap. Passes away over the center. Almost intercepted again. They keep hitting our Cavemen in the hands.
Yeah, incomplete. That one was played well by our whole secondary, but Hayden Chase was the one, number 17, that was there on the coverage, and it hit him right in between the numbers, and he dropped it. I think we've dropped 4 interceptions tonight.
4:20 on the clock. It stopped on the incomplete pass. Again, up the line of scrimmage, 2nd down and 10 from their own 41. One receiver on each side. Out of the shotgun this time with a full house backfield. There's a snap to give to the tailback going to the left-hand side. Has some running room across the 50-yard line. Gets the 40-yard line. Drags people down to about the 35-yard line. Mark him at the 34. 1st down and 10 for the Panthers.
Yeah, and that's one thing the Cavemen can't allow to happen is they can't give up those big chunk plays because right now the Panthers are chasing points. You know, with right at 4 minutes left, down 19 points, you got to make them earn it with the passing game.
Split left, split right, once again, out of the shotgun. There's a snap in the direct snap inside. No. And lost some yards on this one. About 2, ball comes back to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, and a good job by the D-line there for the Cavemen. Instantly in the backfield. Wrapping up right away, now that we just watch the clock tick, 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 down to 3:30 left.
Panthers up the line of scrimmage. One man split in each direction, under center this time with a stacked eye. Dern gives the ball to the up back this time, puts his head down. That's Foss, rolls over to about the 31-yard line. So he'll get about 4 on that one.
Yeah, and that's the runs you want to give up. You know, it's a 4 or 5 yard gain, but with the clock running, they're basically South is just putting themselves out of the game at this point.
Coming up to the inside of 3 minutes now. The clock still running. They split out of the huddle. One man to the right, one man to the left. Up under center comes the young quarterback. Out of the power eye, they give it to the tailback this time. A big hole on the left-hand side. He's got some running room. Will be run out of bounds on about the 15-yard line. So a gain of about 16 that time for Lefebvre.
Yeah, just a stretch play this time. Didn't even pull any linemen or anything. We've usually seen at least one lineman pulling each play from the Panthers when they've run the football. That was just a straight stretch play left-hand side, and the Cavemen just got outflanked and beat to the corner.
Again, split right, split left. Under center, pass stacked eye. Again to the tailback, LeFever, left-hand side. Little stiff arm, and he's pushed out of bounds about the 10-yard line, maybe just past it, to the 9.
And they're resorting to Foss now at this point, trying to see if the bigger back can try to run through the Cayman, but the Cayman did a good job of just running him to the sidelines. 2:15 left in the game. This one's pretty much out of reach for South Medford at this point.
Clock stopped and man went out of bounds, but no, running. Still running. I thought he was out of bounds. Up the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the right-hand side. End in tight on the left. Again, up under center for the young quarterback. Turn to split to the left-hand side of the tailback. That's Foss this time. He puts his head down. Bumped out of bounds on about the 3. Inside of 2 minutes. Clock is running. Well, it stopped with him. Did go out of bounds this time.
Yeah, and that was just a quick toss play to Foss. Now they're really just using Foss as a power back and just letting him run people over and just trying to get as many yards as possible each time he touches the football.
Ball at the 2-yard line. 2 men split to the right-hand side for the Panthers. End in tight on the left. At the wide side of the field is where the receivers are. Turn, they give the ball again to the tailback. That's Foss, puts his head down. Believe he got in. There's a signal. He did. So it's now 42-23. And the try for point after. They'll kick it. Get the right personnel on the field. One coming in now. They're set. Ball marked for play. And there's the snap. The kick is up. And it is good. A look at the scoreboard with 1:52 to play in the football game. It is 42-30. Grants Pass by 12. We'll be back with the kickoff after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman about ready to receive the kickoff here with less than 2 minutes to play, holding on to a 12-point lead over the South Medford Panthers. Again, the Caveman put the hands team up close.
And it looks like the South Panthers are going to load the far side of the field away from us with their numbers.
And they are aiming in that direction, so get ready, folks. And the squib kick goes to the right-hand side, and the Caveman covered immediately on the 46-yard line, 47-yard line. First down and 10 for the Caveman at their own 46-yard line.
Yeah, fielded by Powers.
Couple of first downs could do it, depending on the clock. A minute 52 showing Grants Pass leading by 12, 42-30.
And it looks like Grants Pass is going with the second team offense. I see Parker Howe and a few new receivers in for the Cavemen.
So Howe is a quarterback. And there's a snap and they give inside. Running back off the left-hand side. Gets to the 50-yard line. That's a gain of about, he get 5-yard line. Got to the 49.
Yeah, that's number 37, Logan Eldred. With the run there for the Caymen. Now with a minute 30 left, you can get this clock now here down to close to 1 minute. This game is essentially over for the Caymen.
So Howell gets back into the huddle for Grant's pass. He'll split a receiver to the left, 2 men to the right-hand side. Howell stays in the pistol. There's the snap, and the give inside again. Man dives ahead, gets about to the 45, 46-yard line.
Should be a first down.
I was going to say, that looks good to me. No signal yet. Now they're...
Now Coach Page should be able to take a knee now.
And...
Yeah, they're going to give us the first
down. There's the first down.
Yeah, it looks like Coach Page is going to go into the victory formation and take a knee.
47 seconds left. Howe goes up under center. Watching the clock, letting it run down. Howe takes a snap and a knee. And that's going to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Upset Grants Pass is celebrating. They are soaking the coach with some sort of fluid. Cavemen ecstatic here. They have beaten the South Panthers here. 15 seconds on the clock as it continues to run down. Nobody can stop it. Final score, 42-30. We'll be back right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H&I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Looking for a local trusted security company? Rogue Valley Security specializes in security camera installation, 24/7 alarm monitoring, Starlink installation, internet extensions, access door systems, low voltage cabling, and more. Protect your home or business with the best in the industry. Call today and talk to a real person who understands your needs. 541-660-3242 or stop by 214 Southeast 8th Street in Grants Pass. Free estimates and a variety of options to suit you. Rogue Valley Security, your safety is their priority.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Once again, the Cavemen have upset the South Medford Panthers. Technically, it's an upset. At any rate, to want to recap tonight's stats, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. And we'll check in with Zach Morgan to get the scoring recap.
Yeah. So to start the third quarter, the Cavemen started the scoring with 7:05 left in the third, a 29-yard pass from Rosetta to Isaac Johnson. Two-point conversion was good on a pass to Brevik Hill to make it 28-16, Cavemen. Then with 5:08 left in the third, there was an 81-yard pass from Rosetta to Hill. Two-point was no good to make it 34-16, Cavemen. Then with 10:59 left in the fourth, an 8-yard run from South Medford PAT was good to make it 34-23. Then a 1-yard, with 4:32 left in the fourth, a 1-yard run by Powers. Two-point conversion was good on a Brevik Hill run to make it 42-23. And then with 1:52 left in the fourth, a 2-yard run by the Panthers. PAT was good to make it 42-30, which was our final.
All right, thank you very much. I will run down the individual numbers right after this from our good friends at the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the numbers that we have. Unofficial as you can get, possibly, but it will give you an indication of what really went on. We had unofficially fever for about 130 yards on the night. Bridger Foss, about 115 yards on the night. 245 yards on the ground for the Panthers. About 108 through the air on 5 of 16 showing. Make that four more passes for the young quarterback who came in at the end. For a total of about 360 yards generated by the offense for the Panthers. So we've had some yardage gained in this one for the caveman, Mr. Powers. What, just shy of 100 yards. I have him for 96 yards tonight. Weston Berg picked up another 8. Rosetta lost about 4 yards, but we gained about 104 yards on the night. Through the air, however, as another story unofficially, we have 26 of 34 throwing the football, 3 touchdown passes, 368 yards. Grants pass generated about 472 yards on the ground. So obviously that shows on the scoreboard with that 42-30 score right now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Well, that's the scoring summary courtesy of the Indoor Airman, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll talk about the player of the game after this one-minute caveman timeout.
At Abby's, it's kind of simple. We're not rocket scientists. We just make great pizza. When you're ready for traditional values, time with your family, and a great meal, you're invited to Abby's. Order at Abby's.com. Our family is here for your family. It's fall. Want a great value that doesn't involve pumpkin spice? Try Abby's barbecue chicken pizza. Save and enjoy a pizza with loads of quality toppings to the edge. Your taste buds and your wallet will thank you. Enjoy Abby's October special at a very special price.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly, answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's scoring summary. We just finished with tonight's player of the game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. A couple of names popped up, and we'll tell you about those when we come back right after this word from Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. We've talked about their offense and defense. When you put 42 points on the scoreboard, you've got to talk offense. But at the same time, there were some defensive stops here. So maybe an honorable mention for Zach Deshane, but our player of the game goes to Brevik Hill. Great touchdown pass there for number 25, Brevik Hill, a sophomore, 6'2", 265 pounds. Our player of the game, courtesy of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this one-minute caveman timeout.
October is Kitchen and Bath Month. It's the perfect time to create a fresh, new look for the busiest rooms in your home. You'll find everything needed, including cabinetry, flooring, countertops, hardware, accessories, and now, new at Diamond, in-stock appliances. They're offering refrigerators and ranges with prices starting at $799. If you're ready for a change, the experts at Diamond Home Improvement can assist you from start to finish. Schedule a free consultation at DiamondHI.com. Reimagine and refresh your kitchen and bath right at Diamond.
This is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. A woman was traveling on I-5 recently and started hearing a noise. She was, of course, worried about hotel and repair costs, but it turned out to be a simple issue and we got her back on the road with no charge, a bottle of water, and some snacks. Well done, Grants Pass. This is exactly what it means to be good stewards. Dave and I are so proud of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Big game for the Grants Pass Cavemen. They have served notice on the state, I believe, that the Cavemen are a team to be reckoned with. Let's try to put this into perspective for you. Grants Pass was ranked 20th by the OSA, the Panthers 12th coming into this game. Okay, obviously, the Cavemen get an upset here. Elsewhere in the coaches' poll, conducted by the OSAA. The Panthers were coming in about 12th this time. Obviously, the Cavemen will get some notice this time for two big wins in a row, one over South Salem and one over the Panthers here, and this one's on the road. That will go big toward the OSAA ranking. Best game of the year for the Cavemen?
I think it's the best all-around game. I think, you know, obviously last week probably is offensively the best game of the year, which, I mean, that is what it is. But I think that this is the best all-around game. I think, you know, Coach Zina talked about it midweek with you that they had to make some changes on defense. And for a second there in the second quarter, it was getting a little skeptical, at least I was. But then, I mean, tip your cap to the defense tonight. They played incredible against a team that basically was going to say, we're going to run the football because we don't think you can stop it. Coach Sina's defense stopped it. We had some guys come up big. You know, Braden Carlson's a name I can think about. Both middle linebackers. There was just play all around. Connor Johnson, obviously, but he gets his name said a lot. So I think there was some key guys that came to play tonight. It was a physical game. You know, and 4-1 is 4-1. You know, I don't care how you got there. Winning in 6A football, no matter who it's against, the good teams, the bad teams, the indifferent teams, 4-1 is a big deal. It sets you up for what's coming because our schedule doesn't get any easier.
It's not getting any easier, is it?
And so I think the Cavemen are in a good spot. You know, obviously they're hungry, which is the most important part. And, you know, you got Liberty coming to Mel Ingram next week. Those Portland schools don't like to travel. So hopefully, you know, the hometown crowd shows up for these boys because they deserve it. You know, we're looking, you know, down over this field and you're looking at all the smiles. And, you know, after a year that these kids endured last year, to show up this offseason, to show up right now and play the way they are, I think it has a lot to be said about these young men and their, you know, their grit and their willingness to battle adversity, because last year is not an easy year to come back from, and to start 4-1 and set yourself up to, you know, you kind of hold your own destiny at this point.
Lots of picture taking going on in the field right now by the Cavemen fans and players. And again, like last year or like last Friday night at Mel Ingram Field, doesn't look like anybody wants to leave. At any rate, but we have to, folks, because we're almost out of radio time, as a matter of fact. So we'll tip our hats to you and remind you that we want to tip our hats to Aaron Setzer, staffing radio control tonight. Executive producer is Brian Deonte. Color commentary, Zach Morgan. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, Grants Pass 42, South Medford 30. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Football. Please thank the fine sponsors who've made this presentation possible. And keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Football game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcast of the game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited. All the music.